This is WTAW, College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony.
Thank you, New Hampshire.
Delivering a big win for Mitt Romney, getting 39% of the primary votes.
I stand ready to lead us down a different path.
The first Republican to win Iowa and New Hampshire since Ford in 76. The rest of the pack, far back. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Manchester.
Dave, Ron Paul came in second. John Huntsman a distant third. And even farther back, Newt Gingrich, who pledges to move on to South Carolina and offer voters a chance
to participate in very dramatic, very fundamental change.
Rick Santorum tied with Gingrich here in New Hampshire, and he's ready to move on.
We have a message that can appeal not just in South Carolina, but across this nation.
And Mitt Romney can expect plenty of heat in South Carolina over his time as CEO of Bain Capital.
There's a real difference between venture capitalism and vulture capitalism.
Rick Perry, who's already in South Carolina, articulating the attacks on Romney to come. Dave?
Now, Rich, President Obama goes back to Chicago today to get some campaign cash.
The president will take part in three fundraisers. Two of them are private. Tickets run from $7,500 to $38,000. The public will be able to get into one event with tickets starting at $44.
Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper, a nuclear scientist, bombed and killed in Iran. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither, live on our Middle East Bureau.
Dave, witnesses say a motorcycle attached a magnetic bomb to Mustafa Ahmadi Rashan's car while he was driving with two other passengers in the capital, Tehran. One of them also died, the other wounded. The university professor and nuclear scientist worked at Iran's main uranium enrichment facility. This isn't the first time nuclear scientists have been targeted. Several have died in recent years. Iran is blaming Israel for the attack, Dave.
Emily, there's a funeral today for an Ogden, Utah police officer shot and killed in a drug bust gone bad last week. Thousands are expected to attend today. The suspect could face the death penalty. This is Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Merger. The deals are sizzling this winter on John Deere compact tractors, utility tractors, and hay tools during the Green Fever sales event. Get 0% financing or choose hot cash back offers. Either way, you'll save big. Get to your John Deere dealer now. Offer ends January 31st, 2012. Subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. See your participating John Deere dealer for details.
Visit Sioux Falls Prater in Bryan, Navasota, Temple, Cameron, and Taylor. Or online at cptractor.com. Or find us at myjohndeeredealer.com.
They employ much of the world's workforce, contribute a great deal to the global GDP. Look out your window and you'll see a bunch of them, building, collaborating, innovating. Some call them mid-sized businesses, but there's nothing mid about them. They're engines, and we'd like to introduce them to you. IBM and the Good Company Project are proud to present some of the most inspired mid-sized companies and their business partners, helping to build a smarter planet. Get to know these engines by visiting facebook.com/midmarketIBM. Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smart...
Get rid of the buzzes and noises. Get a new HD radio for your car and home and hear us with crystal clarity. We're broadcasting in HD. 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
Howdy, this is Brad Beard with Intercon. You would not buy a car, boat, or major appliance if the warranty only covered material, leaving you to pay labor, freight, and other charges. So don't make the same mistake when making a window or glass purchase. With many players in the window industry, limited warranties are truly limited. At Intercon, the warranties we provide cover 100% of the cost to get the product performing as it should. The labor and freight charges on other vendors' warranties can add up to hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Ask questions about other warranties offered. What costs are not covered? Are they transferable? What happens if a vendor goes out of business? Intercon does not represent any fly-by-night manufacturers who change their name and product line continually. We have long-standing relationships with our vendors and offer the best warranties in the business. Years down the road, Intercon will still be in the Brazos Valley, making sure the product we sold you lives up to expectations. Call Intercon and get the best product at the best price with the best service.
When it comes to windows for your most valuable asset, trust your local friends and neighbors from Intercon. Call Oscar or Brad Beard with Intercon at 823-3639. That's 823-3639 for Intercon today.
James's business was booming, but the bigger his company got, the harder it became for him to manage his human resources. He needed a million-dollar employee without the million-dollar salary. That's when GNA Partners stepped in. For the cost of less than one employee, GNA provided James with an entire team of people to manage all of his HR needs and help protect his assets. Now James has time to focus on what's really important, his golf swing. It's time to grow with GNA Partners. Learn more about what GNA did for James and what we can do for you at milliondollaremployee.com.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
This is the new science in identity theft protection. This is a game changer, and only our friends at LifeLock have it. LifeLock Ultimate is the most comprehensive ID theft protection available, and they brought it to you, my listeners, first, and I got it. You need it. Now, LifeLock goes way beyond guarding your identity, your good name, your credit, your family, your finances. Now, those are essential. There's no question about it. But now LifeLock is the only identity theft protection company that will monitor your bank account for takeover fraud. Now, why? Because these identity thieves are now targeting checking and savings accounts. In other words, they're after your cash, your retirement money. And only LifeLock has this new science in ID theft protection. Look, LifeLock cannot protect you or your bank accounts if you're not a member. Visit LifeLock.com right now or call and mention my name, Hannity, and you get a 10% discount off your LifeLock membership. Call 1-800-222-0328. That's 800-222-0328. 1-800-222-0328.
WTAW News Time, 6:06, 40 degrees right now at the studios. Mid to upper 60s for a high today, but cooler temperatures right around the corner. We'll tell you more about that coming up after this first look at news. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Brazos County Commissioners and Bryan City Council agreed Tuesday to economic development incentives for a new employer. Todd McDaniel of the Research Valley Partnership says Gundler Foods, based in Mexico with its U.S. offices at the Woodlands, will buy 25 acres at the Texas Triangle Business Park north of Bryan.
They, for this project, will produce, manufacture bottles, will provide those bottles with edible oils, vegetable oil, soybean oil, etc. We'll label those bottles on behalf of Walmart, and then we'll ship them to Mexico and Central America initially as part of a long-term contract on behalf of Walmart International.
A Gundler spokesman told City Council 65 people will be hired this spring, and the 100,000-square-foot facility will open by this August. Total employment is projected at 235, which would generate an annual payroll of $6.5 million. More details can be seen and heard on our website. Just go to WTAW.com. A familiar name at Adam Consolidated High School is starting a new job. CSISD Superintendent Eddie Colson has announced the selection of Principal Buddy Reed as the district's first Director of Student Activities.
There's so many students involved with, band, orchestra, athletics, choir, extracurricular activities, and so many different teachers, coaches, and adults in those roles as well, that it requires us to make sure that we have a coordinated effort not only among our high schools but among our middle schools as well.
On February 1st, Reed starts his new job, taking over as interim principal is Consolidated Associate Principal Gwen Elder. And interim athletic director Sue Betts will resume her previous role as assistant athletic director. Colson also says Tuesday was the last day to apply for the head football coach and athletic coordinator's job at College Station High School. About 80 people are seeking that combined position. Pro-choice advocates are fighting back against an appeals court ruling allowing the controversial sonogram law to go into effect in Texas.
The Center for Reproductive Rights filed a permanent injunction after the appeals court in New Orleans overturned the temporary order against enforcing the sonogram law.
It's already in front of the judge. He already has all of the papers on the permanent injunction request in front of him right now.
Julie Rickelman says they were shocked at the decision.
This is the first time that one of these extreme laws is now going to be allowed to go into effect. So it's an unprecedented decision.
The sonogram law requires doctors who perform abortions to show sonograms to patients, describe the images, and the fetal heartbeat. It won't take effect until the end of this month. In Austin, Jude Lindley, TSN News.
Bryan Police Department's Traffic Safety Unit is concentrating on reducing crashes in several parts of town. Officer John Agnew says the proactive effort includes issuing more tickets.
Our traffic safety guys are in those areas looking for any type of violation or things that they can help talk to people to curb, get those accidents down. We usually use a two-second following rule now. That's just the formula they use. They increase that second following distance if you're going 70 miles an hour and there's adverse weather like rain. If there's fog, add another second. If you're pulling a trailer, add another second.
Look for additional patrols on Briarcrest in front of Walmart, Villa Maria between Texas and Briarcrest, and William Joel Bryan Parkway near the post office. We talk about business-friendly and no state income tax, but on the other side, Texas is also home of the highest homeowners insurance rates in the country.
Don't expect to see that on a highway sign, but the average Texas homeowner pays $1,500 a year. The national average is $880. Insurance industry spokesman Jerry John says one reason is that Texas homes are not falling in value like homes in other states.
They have been very stable in Texas, and they have certainly, property values have certainly grown.
And Texas is the only state in the country which experiences all 10 property perils from tornadoes to ice storms, hurricanes, and wildfires. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 6:10. It's 40 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Tired of the same old song and dance from roofing companies just to find out it's all hype and high prices? Now there's a choice, America's Choice. When you need your roof repaired or replaced because of age, wear, leaks, wind damage, or hail, you want a qualified roofer who'll give you a fully warrantied roof to last for years. Call America's Choice Roofing. Ask for your free roofing estimate today. Call 855-5MY-ROOF. Make the right choice, America's Choice Roofing. Visit americaschoiceroofing.com or call 855-569-7663.
Hey, good morning. It's 611. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by College Station Medical Center, the area's only hospital with a Cycle 3 accredited chest pain center. Visit csmedcenter.com to learn more.
We'll have spring-like warmth across the region for today, and then much cooler weather will move in for Thursday and for Friday. Abundant sunshine, 65 to 70 through the afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 40. Partly sunny and much cooler for tomorrow, highs only 50 to 55. Tomorrow night, it'll be partly cloudy. Lows will get down to 25 to 30. Clouds will roll in for Friday. Highs will be 50 to 55. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
State Farm Lone Star Showdown, the basketball portion on two fronts tonight, both at Reed Arena and at the Drum. We will talk about that. We'll hear from players for both the Aggie men and the Aggie women, too. We'll talk high school basketball. There was a lot of it last night. And more. All that coming up in sports.
You scared me there for just a second because you said, you said both at Reed Arena, and it just that split second, I'm thinking,
you're going, wait a minute.
Huh?
Am I supposed to be someplace?
I'm just pretty sure I didn't have a game tonight.
Yeah. Well, that'd be the women will be at Reed Arena.
Right.
Yeah.
Have fun, Mark.
Yeah.
So this is
Aggies ball. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
This is the last time that this Lone Star Showdown thing goes on, huh?
Well, yeah, I guess. Yeah. Yeah, because they're not going to play Texas anymore.
I guess we could say that it's still going on and that Texas just forfeited. So
could do that.
We're the winner into perpetuity.
Yeah, I mean, I can remember one of my first memories of going into G. Raleigh White Coliseum is they
Elvis.
No, they had a display
of
athletic hardware.
Right.
You know,
sure.
As you walked in, and you know, never forget that. That Gator Bowl football that was made out of a gator skin back when you could do that, you know, the football that had the score on it, you know, and it was old, and as time went on, it continued to just get more dust on it in there, and I just wondered if, long ago. So I just wondered if that was what was going to happen maybe to the trophy, if they'll put it in a case, whoever wins it last, they put it in a case somewhere, and it just kind of sits there, and then, you know, 40 years from now, somebody will go, "Hey, Papa, what's that right there?" You know, and then they can tell the story about that.
Oh, it's little Scott, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Papa.
Talking about how, you know, how these schools were just 90 miles apart, and, you know, that it was a good idea to play all the time and made money and all that, and we beat them and they beat us, and, you know, so just...
I believe State Farm can afford actually to provide a trophy each year. I think that.
Well, I didn't know.
Yeah, enough money in the coffers, huh?
Yeah, I think. Of course, A&M's only won this thing outright once.
Yeah.
And they've tied a couple of years, and I think Texas has won all the rest.
Do they saw it in half, or how's that work?
No, they're just a bunch of trophies.
No, you just get a break on car insurance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, but
yeah, and there's a trophy for each sport too. I
yeah.
Believe.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. So yeah.
So we just broke out in trophies.
Yeah. There's yeah, also, yeah well, it gives is. Chase one more group to introduce at halftime.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
And
I mean, we got a question. Of course we do. Yeah, okay.
Well, I mean, I just can the last one that they do here, like whoever wins the basketball, can you put on there? We got it last. I
yeah,
mean,
sure.
You know, that's
it's your trophy.
Which
you
seem fair enough.
Yeah.
Mine.
Yeah. Wait, we have to pay to get it engraved?
Yeah, all you need is a black marker.
Yeah,
yeah, really.
We got a lot of info.
Mason?
That'd be classy.
But,
who got the Sharpie?
Well, my thought is, I mean, are they giving it to you with kind of a blank plate on it? You just get to put whatever you want on there?
Ooh, right, yeah. We write football every year.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right.
And we'll even make up the score.
Yeah.
That's right. Papaw'd forget in a few years.
We're here asking people what they love about Subway restaurants.
Just one? That's tough.
There are so many things.
I love the sweet onion chicken teriyaki. It's all the great low-fat sandwiches.
Can't beat 7 meals under 450 calories. The toughest decision is which one I'm having today.
Was that really Jared?
I'm inspired by Jared all these years, and he still keeps the weight off.
I love the way I feel about eating at Subway restaurants.
Ham! I love the Black Forest ham.
It's about making great choices.
Subway restaurants is a choice I can feel good about.
I love how easy Subway restaurants makes it to eat better.
450 calorie or less meals really helps me stay on track with my goals.
Fat content refers to regular 6-inch subs on white or wheat bread prepared according to standard recipe without cheese or condiments that contain fat. Visit Subway.com for full nutritional information for a limited time at participating locations only. No substitutions, excludes premium subs. Subway, eat fresh.
Hey, it's 616, News Talk 1620, WTA.
Yes, it is, and it's 111, January 11th. Happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. Grant Tinker, mm-hmm. The producer, is 87 years old. Still married to Mary Tyler Moore, or are they divorced?
No.
Not divorced. Anymore? Yep. Okay, well, yep. Was married to Mary Tyler uh-huh. Moore, right? He's 87 years old today. Actor Rod Taylor turns 82 years old today. You remember him from...
The Time Machine.
Time Machine.
Remember that? I don't know what else he was in.
The Birds, Hitchcock's The Birds.
Oh, yeah, he did
The Birds.
He was
in that one,
sure.
Yeah, there you go. Actor Mitchell Ryan. You've seen him. You know him if you saw him. Character actor. Dharma and Greg. He was the dad in that one. He's 78 years old today. And Naomi Judd's birthday. Mama is 66 years old.
Yeah. Go ahead. I don't know.
Ben Crenshaw, the golfer from the University of Texas, Masters champion, turns the big 6-0 today. And Kim Coles, you remember her? She's a comedian. And... Living single, she's in that. She's 50 years old. Mary J. Blige, the R&B and the hip-hop singer, Grammy Award winner, turns 41. And actress Amanda Peet, Hubba Hubba, is 40 years old today.
All of her.
Yeah, all of her. Yeah, she's shucked her duds a time or two on the movie screen.
Tom's a well-known creeper of Amanda Peet on this show.
Tell you what. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. And that's all I got.
Got Daryl Dawkins.
Oh, the backboard
the guy
crasher.
Used to play basketball. Yeah.
He was the first guy to crash a backboard. Yeah.
No.
Daryl Dawkins?
No. You talking about break one?
Yeah, I thought he was the first one
Chuck
to actually.
Chuck Connors did that.
The Rifleman?
Yeah.
The Rifleman broke the backboard?
And Mark was on the baseline going, Paw!
what you talking about, Willis?
when he played for the Boston Celtics. Yeah.
I never knew that story.
Oh,
The Rifleman broke a backboard?
I think I knew that.
Yeah. Really?
All right. Let's see.
Okay. Well, no, I'm sure you're right. I just remember Daryl Dawkins as being the first NBA
guy.
They
had video of that.
Yeah,
they had video of
Paul. They didn't have somebody with Panaflex or whatever. You know.
Daryl Dawkins played for the Globetrotters for a while, too, I believe.
If you believe Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Backboard shattering is an accident or a stunt in basketball which occurs 1967 the dunk was banned in high school and college basketball.
Oh,
but you know they brought it back.
Yeah.
Yes, it says here that Chuck Connors was the first NBA player to shatter a backboard. Did it while playing for the Boston Celtics in 1946. All-star power forward Gus Johnson of the Baltimore Bullets.
Uh-huh.
became famous as a backboard breaker in the NBA with three during his career.
I bet when Connors broke that backboard, they didn't have a spare
days. Yeah. What do you think? They played half court after that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They just moved the remaining one back and forth.
Yeah.
Little manager out there.
Somebody said, well, what are we going to do now?
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Come on, Connors.
Yeah.
God, you're an embarrassment.
Well, and how long did it take to even get a replacement in, you know?
Oh, yeah, they had to order it.
Yeah.
Sears was on back order.
Yeah, that's right.
Had to get it on a...
I know. They had to go to people's driveway and find one, get some sandbags, hold it down.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, of course they did.
Ooch
over a little bit over time. Or, you know what, the rim gets bent in the front.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. It was only 6.5 feet high, too.
It was adjustable.
Everybody can slam.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
By the way, I see Dan Rather in his own mind has made himself relevant again, and he's commenting on the presidential race. He actually said something that was smart for once.
I think at this moment, it's still early in the race, and I'd like to remind everybody about how early it is. I think he's the underdog, not the underdog by much. My personal opinion, which is frequently wrong, is if the election were held today, depending on who the Republicans dominate, of course, that I think President Obama might very well lose in a close election.
The only problem is, hey, Dan, if we have reporters, kind of like the way you reported, they could always, you know, make stuff up. You never know in the course of politics what's going to happen.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is the new science in identity theft protection. This is a game changer, and only our friends at LifeLock have it. LifeLock Ultimate is the most comprehensive ID theft protection available. And they brought it to you, my listeners, first, and I got it. You need it. Now, LifeLock goes way beyond guarding your identity, your good name, your credit, your family, your finances. Now, those are essential. There's no question about it. But now LifeLock is the only identity theft protection company that will monitor your bank account for takeover fraud. Now, why? Because these identity thieves are now targeting checking and savings accounts. In other words, they're after your cash, your retirement money. And only LifeLock has this new science in ID theft protection. Look, LifeLock cannot protect you or your bank accounts if you're not a member. Visit LifeLock.com right now or call and mention my name, Hannity, and you get a 10% discount off your LifeLock membership. Call 1-800-222-0328. That's 800-222-0328. 1-800-222-0328.
Well, we're into a pretty typical January. That is that we get some rain, and it gets cold for a while and warm for a while and cold and warm, and we got a freeze coming up later on this week. Folks at ABC Home and Commercial Services want to remind you that cold, or sometimes if we have too much wet, boy, we'd like to, will drive pests that are outside in to places where you don't want them, your environs, because they want to find a better habitat. And they look at your home or your garage or a building someplace, and they want to infest it. Well, you don't want that. Why don't you call the professionals? You know, in the Brazos Valley, we're lucky because ABC Home and Commercial Services is here, and they've been here for a long time. In fact, they've been treating homes for over 60 years. They'll come out at no charge, talk to you about a pest care plan. There's never any pressure. There's never any hassle. They're easy to work with. They'll come in. They'll treat your home, get rid of the bugs, and then they'll keep a schedule to treat your home regularly. And because they've been doing this for so long, they know how those bugs and other creepy crawlies get in to those places where you don't want them. So give them a call at 361-0500. Let ABC Home and Commercial Services take care of you. You can go to their website, which is abchomeandcommercial.com. That's ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
Unscheduled landings. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Thousands of Continental Airlines passengers traveling to East Coast destinations from Europe have been delayed recently. The Wall Street Journal says flights that were supposed to be nonstop were forced to land in Canada and elsewhere to refuel. The unscheduled stops were the result of unusually strong headwinds over the Atlantic and United Continental switching to smaller jets for many transatlantic routes. Internet security experts say it's not just criminals looking to steal banking information and credit card numbers that internet users have to worry about. Groups intent on making political statements are likely to cause more mischief in cyberspace. Attacks targeting businesses and governments could put consumers at risk. Hostess Brands has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. The Hostess board was in session until late last night finalizing the bankruptcy papers. The wholesale bakery had only been out of bankruptcy since September. Stock futures are lower. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
They employ much of the world's workforce, contribute a great deal to the global GDP. Look out your window and you'll see a bunch of them, building, collaborating, innovating. Some call them mid-sized businesses, but there's nothing mid about them. They're engines, and we'd like to introduce them to you. IBM and the Good Company Project are proud to present some of the most inspired mid-sized companies and their business partners, helping to build a smarter planet. Get to know these engines by visiting facebook.com/midmarketIBM. Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees, you're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Hey, Brazos Valley. If you plan on making a resolution to get in shape this year, then check out AeroFit. The kind, professional staff will help you get on track to make you the healthiest you can be in 2012. But at Best of the Brazos for 9 years, AeroFit has so much to offer you and your family. In addition to AeroFit's wonderful staff, AeroFit offers you the finest in fitness facilities, such as indoor and outdoor swimming pools, racquetball, tennis, basketball, and indoor track, and volleyball. And now, with the addition of two new 24-hour express centers, AeroFit offers four locations to better serve you. You can't find this much exercise excitement anywhere else but AeroFit. Join now for only $19.99 per month. Check out all the fun exercise options AeroFit has to offer you. Call, click, or come by today, or look us up on the web at AeroFitClubs.com and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. We look forward to seeing you soon.
You know you're gonna feel great. We're told.
Hey, good morning. It's 626. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. 67, pretty nice for a high temperature today with west winds at about 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, cooler and windy. Low temperature will be around 34 and winds at 20 to 25 miles an hour. Tomorrow we'll have clear skies and winds will kind of stay up and a high temperature of only 50. Then tomorrow night, a freeze, probably about 26 or so in the city and of course, lower out there in the outlying areas. About 50 for our high temperature on Friday as well, and maybe a freeze on Friday night. And then Saturday, 57, and Sunday, 62. So that looks pretty good. Right now, humidity is 89%. Winds are from the southwest at 3. We've got those fair skies, and it's 37 degrees.
It's a night you'll always remember. The 2012 Opus Gala, Cirque du Opus, Saturday, January 28th at the Brazos County Expo. Enjoy French cuisine from Christopher's World Grill and the music of Emerald City. Tickets and sponsorships on sale now. Don't miss your chance to win a Rolex watch or a Marco Bichigo necklace from David Gardner's Jewelers. All proceeds benefit MSC Opus Encore, underwritten in part by American Momentum Bank. It's Cirque du Opus, the 2012 Opus Gala. Details online at opusgala.com.
In every interaction, there's an invisible force we seldom think about that has a huge impact on the outcome. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
The best part of running my small business? Definitely spending hours on payroll.
I like being my own boss, but I love learning about tax codes.
I started this whole restaurant as an excuse to do payroll paperwork.
Ah, the joys of payroll. Hours spent on paperwork that should be spent on your business. That's why over a million small business owners use Intuit Payroll. It makes paying employees and filing tax forms quick and easy. See for yourself with a 30-day free trial of Intuit Payroll. Learn more at payroll.com.
This is the year I eat right.
I quit smoking.
I lose weight.
This is the year, and it starts at Sam's Club. Count on Sam's Club for solutions for your resolutions.
I'll start with a free health screening.
Check cholesterol, blood pressure, glucose, and BMI January 14th from 11 to 3 in your club.
I got a personal plan to help me quit smoking.
Along with counseling and support from a Sam's Club pharmacist.
And I'm saving big.
On brands like Atkins, Ally,
and Nicoderm.
This year, it starts at
Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Visit samsclub.com/healthyliving to see the tests available at your local club.
We think of people in our lives as having certain set characteristics, yet actually the context in which we see them affects everything.
you know, seeing your surgeon, who's supposedly this world-renowned physician, having trouble reading a map or parallel parking, that's disconcerting to us because we don't think about this person in these other mundane contexts.
Sam Summers, author of the book Situations Matter, says when you understand how context and situation influence behavior, you can use it to your advantage. For example,
in a negotiation, offering first has been found to be a really effective negotiating strategy because you create the context of this conversation that affects everything that follows from it.
And situations affect your behavior too. For instance, when you're part of a crowd, you are much more likely to be apathetic than when you're not.
The idea that, you know, you read about in the news the tourist who's visiting New York and dies in the subway and rides around for hours and no one actually does anything or notices. We rarely stop to reflect on what the situational factors in that environment of the subway car that might lead all of us to be somewhat hesitant to get involved in the affairs of someone else.
Simple, basic human nature can be altered by the situation.
Say the differences between men and women when it comes to aggression, that those are just so surprisingly context-dependent. If you actually put men and women in an environment where they're anonymous and no one actually knows how they're playing the video game, suddenly women become much more aggressive.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time, 6:30, 40 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today with a high in the mid-60s. The news brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph, where they care for more heart attack patients than anyone else in the Brazos Valley. That experience is the St. Joseph difference. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. February 1st means a shuffle of administrators in the College Station School District. That follows Tuesday's announcement that A&M Consolidated High School Principal Buddy Reed was named the district's first Director of Student Activities by Superintendent Eddie Colson.
And from that position, Mr. Reed will coordinate all activities associated with fine arts and athletics. And so as the district expands, this is a piece that certainly we needed to put in place. And so we've asked Mr. Reed to begin doing that, and he will begin those duties very shortly.
When Reed starts his new position February 1st, Consol Associate Principal Gwen Elder becomes interim principal, and Consol's interim athletic director Sue Betts will return to her position as assistant AD. Tuesday also marked the last day to apply for College Station High School's head football coach and athletic coordinator position. Colson says 80 people are seeking that joint position. A new employer to Brazos County plans to hire 65 people initially this spring and start production by August. Todd McDaniel with the Research Valley Partnership says Gundler Foods will locate in the Texas Triangle Business Park north of Bryan.
They were focused on a couple of other locations in Texas, and when they came to the realization that those other locations weren't going to be able to provide the speed to market, development readiness, and the rail capacity they needed to be able to do the full-blown project, that's when we basically got the call. We've been doing a little bit of promotion, working with the Union Pacific. There's significant interest with Gundler, with Texas A&M, especially agriculture, because of what they do.
Inside a 100,000-square-foot building, McDaniel says Gundler will produce plastic bottles filled with soybean and other edible oils that will be labeled and shipped to Mexico and Central America for Walmart International. You can go to our website, WTAW.com, to hear and read more details about the development approved Tuesday by Bryan City Council and the Brazos County Commission. The U.S. Supreme Court appears to be leaning toward approving the redistricting maps that were written by the state legislature and favoring Republicans.
Attorney General Greg Abbott says justices were concerned that Hispanic rights groups favor a Democrat-leaning alternative that would eliminate seats held by Hispanic Republicans.
What we have now are these Latino groups coming in the name of the Voting Rights Act, trying to remove other Latinos from office, simply because they are Republican.
Abbott says some justices are concerned that Texas has to meet Voting Rights Act standards that other states don't have to meet. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
Bryan police are seeing more crashes in three areas of town. Officer John Agnew says that's resulted in more attention by the department's traffic safety unit.
A car is going 40 miles an hour, and he's less than a car length from the car in front of him. He can definitely cite him for following too closely because there is no time for him to perceive the threat before an accident will take place. That's preventative enforcement. That's proactive enforcement. We don't have to do it that often, but in these areas, these are the areas we want to look at that proactive enforcement. So we're trying to educate people now so, you know, they don't end up with a ticket or something like that and don't need to be pulled over.
The additional patrols are on William Joel Bryan Parkway near the post office, Villa Maria going by the Tejas Center, and Briarcrest in front of Walmart. A new congressional report is out on the deadliest foodborne illness in more than 25 years.
Congressional investigators looking into that listeria outbreak in cantaloupe that killed at least 30 people and sickened well over 100 others last year say it was likely caused by new processing equipment at a Colorado farm and a lack of chlorine in its washing water. They also found that a private Texas auditing company gave that farm, Jensen Farms in Colorado, a superior rating just before the outbreak, and that the auditors largely ignored government guidance on food safety. Some lawmakers asking the FDA to crack down on these third-party auditors. The FDA has no specific regulations on cantaloupe processing, only guidance. Chris Stanley, Fox News Radio.
And school officials say an 18-year-old student has been charged with aggravated assault after he brought a gun inside a Houston high school and shot a classmate in the leg. A statement from the North Forest Independent School District Tuesday night says North Forest High School senior Warren Eugene Lewis was taken to Harris County Jail in Houston. The shooting happened despite metal detectors that are supposed to keep weapons off campus. The wounded 16-year-old freshman was apparently a bystander to a dispute between the shooter and some others in an upstairs hallway. The boy was taken to a hospital in stable condition. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 40 degrees right now. This look at news brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As an orthopedic surgeon and medical director of St. Joseph Joint University, I've been privileged to work with an amazing team of professionals who've dedicated themselves to being the very best. They've become so good, in fact, that for the second year in a row, St. Joseph has been ranked number one in the state for joint surgery, as well as becoming one of America's 100 best hospitals. I'm Dr. Joseph Yero. And that difference is why I recommend St. Joseph to my patients.
Health Grades 2012.
James's business was booming, but the bigger his company got, the harder it became for him to manage his human resources. He needed a $1 million employee without the $1 million salary. That's when GNA Partners stepped in. For the cost of less than one employee, GNA provided James with an entire team of people to manage all of his HR needs and help protect his assets. Now James has time to focus on what's really important, his golf swing. It's time to grow with GNA Partners. Learn more about what GNA did for James and what we can do for you at milliondollaremployee.com.
I'm Coach Harv Limburger. Joining me is Hall of Famer LaBrill Rosewater. You came out passing on the first play.
LaBrill was sending a message to his fans. Fans need to pass. They watch LaBrill while they do some serious drinking.
People at game-watching parties.
After the last whistle, LaBrill doesn't even take off his pads, jumps in his Lamborghini, and hopes some drunk doesn't blindside him on his way home. I got 300-pound linemen afraid to leave the locker room.
Game-watching parties can make drunk drivers. Pass up that drink and pass off your keys. This message from your Texas Department of Transportation.
I know this is a radio, so imagine with me. You walk through a door and you see over 100 different sewing machine cabinets and sergers, over 50 different vacuums and shampooers, all kinds of fabric stabilizers, over 300 colors of thread, presser feet, quality steam irons, ironing boards, air filters, presses, every vacuum bag you can think of. Are you dead and in heaven? No, you're at the new Sovac City Direct in downtown Bryan. Sovac City Direct is 700 South Bryan Avenue, or visit our College Station location in front of HEB on Texas Avenue. Visit us online at SovacDirect.com. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
6:37, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
High pressure in control, the weather for today. We're going to enjoy lots of sunshine and some relatively mild temperatures. It's going to be 65 to 70 out there this afternoon. Should be partly cloudy across the region tonight, lows near 40. Tomorrow, partly sunny, turning sharply cooler, highs will be 50 to 55. Partly cloudy and cold tomorrow night, 25 to 30. It'll be mostly cloudy during the day Friday, highs will be 50 to 55. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
A&M women have beaten Texas 11 times in a row, but Texas remembers that. You can imagine when they come to Reed Arena tonight at 6 o'clock to play basketball. The Aggie men will be down at the Drum, the Irwin Center, to take on the Longhorns, trying to break this two-game losing streak in the Big 12. We'll talk some Aggie hoops and more coming up in sports.
So they beat them like 11 straight times in a row.
11 straight times in a row.
Consecutively.
Yeah. Yeah. Consecutive times in a row.
Yeah. So they're glad we got that going on. All right, let's see. So they had the, I tell you what, Rick Perry went in there and beat the hell out of Wright in. I don't know if you saw that or not.
Really?
Well, yeah. I mean, well, he beat Michelle Bachman in her.
Did he hold
Cain
yell practice?
Too.
But she's not in the race anymore. She's withdrawn.
That's right, and so is Herman Cain. Yeah, but he still beat him, though.
But Wright in is still viable.
Yeah,
I'm just saying. So, I mean, he beat Wright in by 1,000 votes.
Yeah. Yeah. How about, go ahead.
And he beat Buddy Romer, too.
There you go. So he's on his way.
Yeah. He's on, yeah. 1,700 votes. That's good enough for 1%.
1%.
He is the 1%. Oh. There you go, anyway.
Well, he put all his eggs in the South Carolina basket.
Yeah. Yeah, he's been down there. He showed up for that debate, but that was about it. Yeah. He got out of town as quick as possible.
Yeah, hi there. How y'all doing? I got to get on down the road. Yeah.
Well, how about Ron Paul? I mean, my golly, this, you know.
And New Hampshire.
Finishes a solid number two.
Well, but, and here's the deal. I mean, here's a guy running for president who knows he's not going to win, doesn't care whether he wins.
Uh-huh.
What he wants to do is he wants to kind of go through, like, picking up pawpaws. He just wants to get himself some...
Put him in a basket?
Yeah, he just wants some delegates. He wants to get some delegates. He wants to have an opportunity to have a seat at the table.
Yeah.
So that he can go in there and, you know, give us all these views. And, I mean, he hadn't changed his message.
No.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, I mean...
I mean, he's a big basket full of crazy.
Yeah, we don't have to worry about flip-flopping with him.
And he does not get along with the media. I mean, he really doesn't.
He's 76 years old. He doesn't get along
curmudgeon.
With anybody.
Yeah. He and the CNN girl that covers Capitol Hill, Dana Bash.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. They don't get along at all.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that right?
He doesn't like her. But
has he taken a swing at her?
No, I haven't taken a swing. Right. No, but he, yeah.
Get off my lawn, right?
I'd YouTube that.
Yeah. That'd be kind of fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Well, good. So, anyway.
It was over early last night. I mean, Romney was giving his speech like at 7:30 our time.
Well, seeing that worked out well for Ron Paul, he could go ahead and...
He was already asleep.
Yeah, get to bed. Yeah, get that done. So there you are.
Yeah.
And Rick Santorum, I don't know, I guess that steam kind of gone out of that.
How did it end up? Did he and Newt tie at 10%?
Yeah, they were 9%.
9%?
9%, as a matter of fact. They were within 200 votes of each other, about 22,000. But the big story there is, however... that Rick Santorum, you can now get an official Rick Santorum sweater if you give $100 to the campaign.
Well, how about
get
that?
Out of here.
And it has Santorum, has the name Santorum on it. I mean...
Yeah, just don't try to wash it.
Well, I'm just... Yeah. No, it's stitched in. I would think, you know, you take that and you put it in a bag and seal it, you know, and put it under your bed. In about 15 years, you take it out to Pawn Stars and see what you can get for that.
That's right.
The Santorum's official sweater vest is, quote, perfect for demonstrating solidarity with true conservatives. 100% cotton, made in the USA.
Yes.
It comes in gray. Don't let sleeves slow you down. Donate today. That's what it says on the website. So there you are. Okay. Now, what's interesting is, I guess, we got South Carolina next. That'll be January the 21st, I think. And
there's two debates between now and then.
That'll be wonderful. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering, you know, how well this whole libertarian thing will necessarily play there. And then, you know, you got Florida. I'm not sure. Ron Paul can be excited about this, but... Ron Paul's people are Ron Paul's people. They're just going to be and nothing.
Well, New Hampshire's pretty much chock full of them.
Yeah. That's true.
You have to consider the source. This is not like the California primary.
No, plays well to that kind of stuff. I mean, that's live free or die, right?
Exactly.
That is what New Hampshire's all about. So that works well for them.
Probably, percentage-wise, maybe the most decidedly libertarian state in the country.
Yeah. And I guess that's probably now... we're going to start seeing more of this. And yesterday, I don't know if you heard Rush or not, went on and 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 on about the attacks on Romney. Has Newt Gingrich pretty much sounded like a Democrat? Because he's almost saying, well, you know, Mitt Romney was a capitalist. He came in and his company, Bain Capital, bought these other businesses that were in trouble and you know, pretty much stripped them out and then sold them and made a profit, .. As if, but making a profit is a bad thing? Is that it? And so you take that and you pair it with the comments that we had of Romney saying, I like to fire people.
Yeah.
And obviously, they couldn't script the Democrats' attack ads any better than... the things that they're saying right now, and then you combine it with him saying he likes to fire people. So we're supposed to feel badly about that.
Do you think they're really going to be able to get away with that? Because, I mean, you can't have anything more blatantly taken out of context than to, you know, just have that, that quote taken out of context.
Has a political ad ever taken anything out of context?
Well, I'm just wondering if it'll backfire on him when, you know, people realize that he, you know, it was just an unfortunate position of phrases.
While you are 100% correct, you give too much credit to the lowest common denominator.
And we can
never forget that that's who the target is.
Yeah.
Because they'll run, I like to fire people, and then Romney's on the other side going, but, and that's not gonna work. And all you can say is that there are
Do we trust
people.
Mitt Romney with the future of America's jobs? Yeah. I like to fire people.
Well,
vote Obama 2012. I mean, done.
And so. Rush ran some of the audio of a commercial. You know, everything was fine until Mitt Romney came to town. I mean, literally, that's audio out of the commercial that they were running. And this is all from a film that was made, a documentary, I guess we can say, about his days at Bain Capital. And what's interesting is the producer of this thing was out peddling it to the Republican candidates, saying, hey, you pay me $40,000 and I'll give you this film. Well, so this super PAC that supports Gingrich had the $40,000. And they asked the producer, well, why didn't you give it to Huntsman? He said Huntsman didn't have the money for it. So Huntsman was not willing to pay the $40,000. He's got the money for it, by the way. Mm-hmm. He's worth $70 million, so he's got the money. But it was the PAC that supports Gingrich that decided to buy this thing and put their name on it. And, again, we'll be seeing more and more and more of it. So. Oh, and by the way, regardless of the finish last night in New Hampshire, John Huntsman is getting beaten in South Carolina by a fake candidate.
Oh, really?
According to a new tally by the public policy polling, Stephen Colbert is leading Huntsman among Carolina voters 5% to 4%.
So, that's got to be reassuring for your campaign.
Yeah, I mean, what if Colbert calls him and asks him to come on for a debate? I mean, will he do that? Because I'm guessing he won't. But
Huntsman will still have to stand on the end.
Folks everywhere know that FiberMax cotton means high yields, longer fiber, and remarkable quality. But what they might not know is that for cotton growers like me, FiberMax makes a global impact. You see, the cotton I raise right here is in demand by buyers
from mills worldwide, like me. Our mills specify the quality of FiberMax, and we come to America to secure it. So this season,
plant high-yielding FiberMax cotton from Bayer Crop Science and weave a global connection of quality that is pure FiberMax.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943. Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
If you'd like something just a little out of the ordinary when it comes to trees for your landscapes, your local nurseryman may have just your ticket. More and more uncommon trees are being offered. It'll increase as spring arrives. Let's look at some of the very best right after this important message. Get one of the few remaining copies of my 2012 Texas Gardening Calendar, the single publication that gives you all the details of when you need to do everything in your landscape and garden. More than 12,000 words telling you when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. It will keep you right on track of doing the right things at the right times. Save one-third on the calendar by buying it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Our magazine features Texas' finest gardening authorities writing about landscapes and gardens in Texas. You're part of Texas. It's the best regional gardening magazine in America. You're going to save one-third on the calendar. You get the calendar, the full year of the magazine, and all that information, satisfaction guaranteed to every penny, for just $38.95 plus $3 postage. But you need to call before we run out of calendars. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769. We're talking about good lesser-known shade trees, and I'm still going to include Oklahoma redbud and forest pansy redbud. They've become fairly mainstream. Oklahoma has glossy dark green leaves, and it has the burgundy red flowers in the spring. And then the beautiful forest pansy redbud has purple leaves, and they hold pretty much their purple color well into the summer. Yeah, they'll bleach to a purple green in midsummer, but they're still beautiful. And forest pansy also has those dark burgundy flowers. There's a white flowering redbud, actually a couple of selections, a couple of varieties, and that gives a nice white color to the spring garden. Saucer magnolias bloom first in the spring. They're deciduous trees growing to 15 to 20 feet tall. Their 3 to 4 inch blooms resemble light purple or white tulips, and some people will mistakenly call them tulip tree magnolias, but that's a different tree, the tulip tree. You're wanting to ask for a saucer magnolia, and frankly, I would recommend them only in the northeastern part of Texas and along the eastern, maybe 20% of the state. Japanese maples are small trees that must have protection from the hot afternoon sun in Texas, and they fit in that same range of where they're adapted, generally northeast Texas and then down the eastern, probably 20 or 25% of the state. Golden rain trees grow everywhere. There are a couple of different types. Panicled golden rain tree is lovely in the northern two-thirds of Texas, and then the southern golden rain tree, which is more tropical, is great along the Gulf Coast. Beautiful yellow flowers in the summer, and they're just nice small trees, maybe 25 feet tall and wide. Mexican plum is the white flowering tree that you see in so many lightly shaded areas across the state early in the spring. It's an understory tree. You see it growing where redbuds would also be growing. It's very fragrant with its white flowers, very rough textured trunk, so it makes a dramatic statement. It's adapted all over the state. A good native plum tree, Mexican plum. You need to ask for it by name, and you'll like it. Ginkgos are a throwback to another era of the world. They have beautiful growth habits. They have very vase-shaped branching, and their leaves look like fans, like maidenhair fern leaves. They're slow growing in most of Texas, but they're beautiful as small accent trees. They get a lot larger in the Midwest, so be forewarned. And then finally, bur oak, an unsung hero of the tree world, native to Texas. It's one of the biggest of our shade trees, and it's beautiful and very heavy textured. I'm Neil Sperry. Gardening in the winter warm spells in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
It's Wednesday morning. Good morning, everybody. It's 6:51. I'm Tom Turbeville. Let's take a first look at sports. It's brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, Madisonville, and Bryan. Aggie basketball versus the University of Texas on two fronts tonight. The Aggie women will be at Reed Arena at 6 o'clock to take on the Lady Longhorns. The Aggie men will be at the Drum, the Irwin Center, at 8 o'clock to take on the Longhorn men. The Aggie women will host the Horns and will be out to increase their 11-game winning streak over Texas. Coach Gary Blair says that UT is good and they've got big talent.
Ashley Gale is probably the best, maybe defensive post player in the league. She blocks shots, she rebounds well, she's not a scoring threat per se. She's sort of like Michal was for us or Dimitri Buchanan, but she's long, athletic. She does a very good job. She's left-handed, and I think she's a good player. So sometimes you do not have to have a scoring point guard if your other four kids on the court are putting up numbers and allowing her to protect the paint, say like what a Griner does or what Ashley Gale does for Texas.
Tip off a little after 6, and we'll have the broadcast over on 1150 AM The Zone tonight. Again, that'll be at Reed Arena. The Aggie men will be in Austin at the Irwin Center. Tip off a little bit after 8 o'clock with Texas. The Aggies, of course, are 0-2 in the Big 12 and have averaged just 51 points in those two losses to Baylor and Iowa State. Coach Billy Kennedy says that his team has to play to its strengths.
We're a jump-shooting team, unfortunately. You know, we have a hard time of beating anybody off the dribble or driving the ball. And that's something we've worked on. But, you know, they're getting under Chris, and they're just riding him off the screens and getting physical with him, and they're getting physical with Elson. And then they're not guarding anybody else, you know, and people aren't. And that's how it's going to be all year. So we've got to make the jump shots we get, the good ones. They made them. I thought they made open looks in the first half. We didn't make them.
We'll have that game broadcast for you right here on 1620 with the pregame starting at 7:30 tonight. In the Big 12 last night, Baylor got a big road win and stayed undefeated for the year. They beat Kansas State and Manhattan 75-73. Baylor, Syracuse, and Billy Kennedy's former team Murray State are the country's only undefeated Division I teams left right now. Also tonight, Missouri is at Iowa State and Kansas at Texas Tech. By the way, former Aggie guard Jamal Branch, who quit the team after the Christmas break, has decided to transfer to St. John's. He reportedly had been recruited by Marquette, Arizona, and by former A&M coach Mark Turgeon at Maryland, who had signed Branch to come to A&M. Branch will be eligible to start playing for the Red Storm next December. High school basketball last night for the girls. Consol fell to undefeated Harker Heights 56-50. Heights is now 26-0. The Bryan girls lost to Belton 43-32. And the Rutter girls, they won. They beat Pflugerville Conley 57-52. Marche Emerson got 17 points. For the boys, Consol dropped their first district game with a 60-44 loss to Harker Heights. But the Bryan boys got their first district win, beating Belton on the road 56-55. Trey Cunningham and DJ Payton combined for 33 points for the Vikes. The Rutter Ranger boys, they lost to Pflugerville Conley last night. The Jacksonville Jaguars have hired Atlanta Falcon offensive coordinator Mike Mularkey as their head coach, a move that they hope will improve the league's worst offense. The team plans to introduce Mularkey at a news conference today. He previously had been the head coach at Buffalo. Sad story here. Police confirmed yesterday that the body they recovered from an icy Wisconsin river on Monday is that of Michael Philbin, the 21-year-old son of Green Bay Packer offensive coordinator Joe Philbin. Philbin had been reported missing early Sunday morning. Oshkosh police say they do not suspect foul play in the death. It's unclear whether Joe Philbin will continue to work with the team this week as they prepare to host the New York Giants in the playoffs. Philbin, by the way, was hired as Green Bay's offensive line coach in 2003 by then-Packer head coach Mike Sherman. Jay Paterno is leaving Penn State's coaching staff after spending 17 years as an assistant under his father, Hall of Fame coach Joe Paterno. The younger Paterno worked the last 12 seasons as the quarterback coach. His departure was expected after the school last week named New England Patriot offensive coordinator Bill O'Brien to succeed Joe Paterno. Paterno, of course, was fired on November the 9th. And finally, a person familiar with the search says that Florida has hired Boise State's Brent Peace as its offensive coordinator. Peace replaces Charlie Weiss, who left last month to take the head coaching job at Kansas. The Aggies' first SEC game will be against Florida on September the 8th at Kyle Field. And that's your first look at sports. Good morning. I'm Tom Turpeville at 656 for Atkinson Toyota. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Today, I'm test driving a certified pre-owned BMW along with an array of other cars. So far, not only does a CPO BMW outperform other pre-owned cars, it outperforms some new cars as well. This might be why BMW is the number one selling pre-owned luxury brand and even surpasses some brands in new car sales, like, say, Audi, Acura, and Infiniti. This car looks and feels like new. It's rigorously inspected, backed by a 6-year, 100,000-mile protection plan, and an ultimate driving machine through and through. Yeah, I like door number one. A certified pre-owned BMW.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW, 3100 Briarcrest Drive at the Earl Rudder Freeway. Call 776-7600 or see them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Schulte Roofing is the home of the bulletproof roof. Call 1-800-FOR-ROOF. That's all you have to do. Get the best roof for your money.
Hold everything. You've heard of their bulletproof roof guarantee, but now you can also get that same great guarantee when you purchase vinyl replacement windows from Schulte Roofing. Manufactured by Simonton, they offer a double lifetime transferable warranty and accidental glass breakage for 20 years. And it wouldn't be the bulletproof guarantee if I didn't tell you. If you're not 100% totally satisfied with your new vinyl windows, they're free. Call Schulte Roofing today for a free quote on vinyl replacement windows. 936-825-3690. That's 936-825-3690.
Peak, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Hi, this is Debbie at Bottom Line Bookkeeping, and yes, we are offering refund anticipation loans. That means you can get money in as little as 24 hours. No need to call. Just stop by 3501 South Texas Suite 100 in Bryan.
An RIL is a loan secured by your tax refund and is offered by Republic Bank and Trust Company to qualifying applicants and is available to ERC and ERD customers. If approved for an RIL, finance charge and credit investigation fee will apply. RIL proceeds are available within 24 hours of IRS acceptance. A tax refund administration fee and other fees may apply for the ERC and ERD and will be deducted from the customer's tax refund. Visit your tax preparer to learn about all filing and product options, including obtaining a refund without a loan and no additional cost.
Hey, there you go. Next hour, I promise we're going to give away some more jar openers because it's, we're 11 days into January and we need to get the calendar jar openers out there for you. So we'll do that. Oh, they're mouse pads too. See, I mean, multi-purpose. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. It's 775-2929, 775-2-WAY. Going to be pretty nice today, 67 with winds out of the west at 5 to 10. Then going to turn a little chillier tonight, about 34 with winds 20 to 25 miles an hour. Tomorrow, high's 50. Tomorrow night, we'll have a freeze at about 28 degrees and probably have a freeze the night after that as well. Right now, it's 38. What's going on in the news?
Brian, police focus on three areas of town with increased accidents. A College Station ISD administrator is moving up in the district, and a new employer projects bringing more than 200 jobs to the area. Those stories and more coming up.
7 o'clock, WTAW, College Station, Brian.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Mitt Romney, already talking like he's President Obama's challenger.
Make 2012 the year he runs out of time.
This after Romney won the New Hampshire primary with 39% of the vote, easily beating out his Republican rivals. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Manchester.
Dave, Mitt Romney tells Fox News this morning he's not resting on last night's big victory.
I have to get down to South Carolina. I'll be there today talking about my vision of making America an opportunity society again, and hopefully get support.
But when it gets there, Romney will face a new barrage of attacks over his time as CEO of Bain Capital. Ron Paul hopes to challenge the others in the field for the conservative label.
Well, I'm pretty conservative. You know, I'm the only one that's offered a real cut in the budget.
John Huntsman says his third place finish here is good enough to keep going, but the rest of the field is saying pretty much the same thing. So it remains a crowded Republican race, at least through the South Carolina primary, in 10 days. Dave.
Now, Rich, until today, Rick Perry had South Carolina pretty much to himself.
We knew New Hampshire was going to be kind of a long shot at best. That's one of the reasons we sidestepped it.
He got about 1%, but the polls in South Carolina aren't much better. Perry, a distant fifth to Mitt Romney. President Obama goes to Chicago today to campaign and hold three fundraisers. Syria's president, defiant again in a rare public appearance, addressing a crowd of thousands of supporters, calling the uprising against him a foreign conspiracy. The U.N. estimates the crackdown to stop it's killed about 5,000 Syrians. There's more than orange, in some OJ, which has the government increasing testing.
Low levels of an illegal fungicide found in samples of orange juice. Carbendazim is not approved for use on citrus grown in this country, but it is in Brazil, the world's largest producer of oranges, which also exports OJ to the U.S.
The FDA says the levels are not of concern so far. Any OJ with high levels and deemed unsafe will not be sold. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is the year I eat right.
I quit smoking.
I lose weight.
This is the year, and it starts at Sam's Club. Count on Sam's Club for solutions for your resolutions.
I'll start with a free health screening.
Check cholesterol, blood pressure, glucose, and BMI. January 14th from 11 to 3 in your club.
I got a personal plan to help me quit smoking.
Along with counseling and support from a Sam's Club pharmacist.
And I'm saving big.
On brands like Atkins, Ally,
and Nicoderm.
This year, it starts at
Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Visit samsclub.com/healthyliving to see the tests available at your local club.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find complete nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987. Complete nutrition.
Today, I'm test driving a certified pre-owned BMW along with an array of other cars. So far, not only does a CPO BMW outperform other pre-owned cars, it outperforms some new cars as well. This might be why BMW is the number one selling pre-owned luxury brand and even surpasses some brands in new car sales, like, say, Audi, Acura, and Infiniti. This car looks and feels like new. It's rigorously inspected, backed by a 6-year, 100,000-mile protection plan, and an ultimate driving machine through and through. Yeah, I like door number one. A certified pre-owned BMW.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW, 3100 Briarcrest Drive at the Earl Rudder Freeway. Call 776-7600 or see them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
If your business is involved in the Home Expo, you'll want your ad in Brian Broadcasting's At Home Magazine. At Home Magazine is full of local articles reaching local homeowners, an attractive full-color glossy publication. At Home Magazine offers almost everything a homeowner needs to know to spruce up his home inside and out. To get an early bird special on advertising in At Home Magazine, contact Sam Jones today at 695-9595, 695-9595.
Hallmark Cleaners has been serving the Brazos Valley for over 14 years with the same local management with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations. Competitive pricing without compromising quality is our goal. Hallmark Cleaners offers same day, in by 9, out by 5, and drive-through convenience with courteous and personal service. With four convenient locations to serve you in Bryan College Station, with the newest on Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, and one in Navasota, you know you can count on the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners.
WTAW News Time, 7:06, 40 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today with a high in the mid to upper 60s, but we'll drop down to the mid 30s tonight and a high of only about 50 tomorrow. So make note of it now. You'll want to bundle up this time tomorrow morning. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Zordeman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Brazos County Commissioners and Bryan City Council agreed Tuesday to economic development incentives for a new employer. Todd McDaniel of the Research Valley Partnership says Gundler Foods, based in Mexico with its U.S. offices in the Woodlands, will buy 25 acres at the Texas Triangle Business Park north of Bryan.
They, for this project, will produce, manufacture bottles, will provide those bottles with edible oils, vegetable oil, soybean oil, etc., will label those bottles on behalf of Walmart, and then will ship them to Mexico and Central America initially as part of a long-term contract on behalf of Walmart International.
A Gundler spokesman told City Council 65 people will be hired this spring, and the 100,000-square-foot facility will be the 100,000-square-foot facility will open by this August. Total employment is projected at 235, which would generate an annual payroll of $6.5 million. More details can be seen and heard on our website. Just go to WTAW.com. Texas Republicans are urging the Supreme Court to rule soon on redistricting maps approved by the legislature.
State GOP Chair Steve Ministeri says time is running out to hold the presidential primary and party elections on the same day as the congressional and legislative primaries. He says that could result in two primaries.
It will cost the taxpayers $12 million. You also have problems with voter confusion, voter fatigue, worker fatigue.
If the U.S. Supreme Court doesn't rule in time to have political maps in place by the end of January, there won't be time to elect delegates to the state party conventions in June. That means one vote in April for races that do not involve districts, another vote later for Congress and the legislature. Matt Thomas, TSN News.
A familiar name at A&M Consolidated High School is starting a new job. CSISD Superintendent Eddie Colson has announced the selection of Principal Buddy Reed as the district's first Director of Student Activities.
There's so many students involved with, band, orchestra, athletics, choir, extracurricular activities, and so many different teachers, coaches, and adults in those roles as well, that it really it requires us to make sure that we have a coordinated effort not only among our high schools but among our middle schools as well.
On February 1st, Reed will start his new job. Taking over as interim principal is Consolidated Associate Principal Gwen Elder, and interim athletic director Sue Betts will resume her previous role as assistant athletic director. Colson also says Tuesday was the last day to apply for the head football coach and athletic coordinator's job at College Station High School. About 80 people are seeking that combined position. Pro-choice advocates are fighting back against an appeals court ruling allowing the controversial sonogram law to go into effect in Texas.
The Center for Reproductive Rights filed a permanent injunction after the appeals court in New Orleans overturned the temporary order against enforcing the sonogram law.
It's already in front of the judge. He already has all of the papers on the permanent injunction request in front of him right now.
Julie Rickelman says they were shocked at the decision.
This is the first time that one of these extreme laws is now going to be allowed to go into effect. So it's an unprecedented decision.
The sonogram law requires doctors who perform abortions to show sonograms to patients, describe the images, and the fetal heartbeat. It won't take effect until the end of this month. In Austin, Jude Lindley, TSN News.
Bryan Police Traffic Safety Unit concentrating on reducing crashes in several parts of town. Officer John Agnew says the proactive effort includes issuing more tickets.
Our traffic safety guys are in those areas looking for any type of violation or things that they can help talk to people to curb, get those accidents down. We usually use a two-second following rule now. That's just the formula they use. They increase that second following distance if you're going 70 miles an hour and there's adverse weather, like rain. If there's fog, add another second. If you're pulling a trailer, add another second.
You can look for additional patrols on Briarcrest in front of Walmart, Villa Maria between Texas and Briarcrest, and William Joe Bryan Parkway near the main Bryan Post Office. And a woman accused of falsely accusing her boyfriend of rape leading to the man's murder has been sentenced to 8 years in prison after pleading no contest to robbery in a plea deal. Melissa Ann Ramos was originally charged with manslaughter in the June 2007 shooting death of Nathan Ramirez. The San Antonio Express News reports she's the third of four people to be sentenced in the Ramirez murder. WTAW News Time is 7:10. It's 40 degrees right now. This look at news brought to you by Zornemann Flooring. More news coming up at 7:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is Leah Hamm with Zornemann Flooring. As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zornemann Flooring takes pride in providing you with our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. I am excited to tell you that we now offer stained concrete and granite countertops. We may not be the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we are the best. Call 776-2800 for Zornemann Flooring today.
Hi, this is Debbie at Bottom Line Bookkeeping, and yes, we are offering refund anticipation loans. That means you can get money in as little as 24 hours. No need to call. Just stop by 3501 South Texas Suite 100 in Bryan.
An RIL is a loan secured by your tax refund and is offered by Republic Bank and Trust Company to qualifying applicants and is available to ERC and ERD customers. If approved for an RIL, finance charge and credit investigation fee will apply. RIL proceeds are available within 24 hours of IRS acceptance. A tax refund administration fee and other fees may apply for the ERC and ERD and will be deducted from the customer's tax refund. Visit your tax preparer to learn about all filing and product options, including obtaining your refund without a loan and no additional cost.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
James's business was booming, but the bigger his company got, the harder it became for him to manage his human resources. He needed a million-dollar employee without the million-dollar salary. That's when GNA Partners stepped in. For the cost of less than one employee, GNA provided James with an entire team of people to manage all of his HR needs and help protect his assets. Now James has time to focus on what's really important, his golf swing. It's time to grow with GNA Partners. Learn more about what GNA did for James and what we can do for you at milliondollaremployee.com.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by College Station Medical Center, the area's only hospital with a Cycle 3 accredited chest pain center. If you have chest pain, nowhere to go, visit csmedcenter.com to learn more.
High pressure in control of the weather for today. We're going to enjoy lots of sunshine and some relatively mild temperatures. It's going to be 65 to 70 out there this afternoon. Should be partly cloudy across the region tonight, lows near 40. Tomorrow, partly sunny, turning sharply cooler. Highs will be 50 to 55. Partly cloudy and cold tomorrow night, 25 to 30. It'll be mostly cloudy during the day Friday. Highs will be 50 to 55. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
In the NBA, Dallas and Houston won. The Spurs did not. We'll talk about that. And the Aggies will play Texas tonight, the men on the road and the women at Reed Arena. We got that and more coming up in sports.
There you are, all that stuff. Well, I hate to tell you this, but apparently fast food makes you stupid. I mean, I don't know
really?
Any other. Yeah, and I don't know any other way to say it. Any way that would be, I don't know, more politically correct. If you can't wait to snap that first photo of your toddler trying their first French fry, well, you might want to hold off. This study has what they call, quote, disturbing results. A new study found that food and your brain, well, the stuff that you eat, you know, affects your brain.
Yeah.
Trans fats, the kind that are found in fast food and processed food, are tied with lower brain volume and worse cognitive performance. So, in other words, you really don't know whether you should dip your French fry in ketchup or squeeze it on, right? I mean, that's part of cognitive performance, after all. Junk food makes your brain smaller and slower. This, according to the Oregon Health and Science University researcher, Dr. Gene Bowman.
Yeah.
He says the link between trans fats and brain power is so dramatic.
How dramatic is it?
Well, that he recommends we stay away from all trans fats. How'd that work out for Todd Marinovich? This means that if you're not already checking out that ingredients list, because I know you do, now's a good time to start. Because when you walk into the fast food restaurant, they've got all that information right there, easily readable for you, right?
Right.
Right there where you can all see it. Hello?
Well, thank goodness. I thought I was just born stupid.
Nope. You were actually brilliant when you started, sir. So, you were Alvin Einstein, but you ate French fries.
So if we could demonstrate a loss of cognitive ability, could we then have a class action lawsuit against fast food industries?
Mr. Murphy, I believe that you have once again found another legal cash cow. Let's do a class action suit.
Mm-hmm.
Because after all, yeah, how many people could just go, well, I'm stupid and I eat French fries, so that must be it. I want to join in a class action suit.
Yep.
Let's go get those French fry people or whomever. Who's got the biggest pile of money? That's where we want to go.
Mm-hmm.
So fast food's making you stupid. I just want you to know. That's why, see, I don't know, Oh, you can do this. You could go to the website. Couldn't you go to the website and find out how the Famous Bowl does as far as trans fats are concerned?
I'll see if I can do
that. Okay, if we can do, because if only there were a place that we could find that, then we might be able to see if eating the Famous Bowl makes you stupid.
Well, it's the Cheesy Bacon Bowl now. So.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. They've changed the name, haven't they, because they added bacon. Now, in the meantime, I don't think beer has trans fats. Surveillance cameras caught a woman.
So go pop one open right now.
Exactly. Surveillance cameras caught a woman slip a case of beer under her dress and holding it between her thighs, reportedly left the store undetected. Yeah. So, and what's sad is she was apparently there with her her child and her daughter and her husband right there setting a good example. And I saw the video. It was about a week ago. Yeah, basically just slips the case of beer up under her skirt and is able to walk out. That's a strong lady. Yeah.
Do we know how much she weighed?
No, I don't.
Because I'm guessing she was not size four.
No, she was. It was not a Twiggy. That's for sure. It was not Twiggy. But anyway, how we do? We find any trans?
We got a gram.
A gram?
Gram of trans fat.
So the bacon cheesy bowl is safe for you.
Looks that way.
All right.
So, you know, wash it down with some beer.
And you'll be good.
Yeah, for breakfast.
Yeah. And, hello.
Hey, did she claim that it was planted on her by store employees?
Yeah, no. I don't think she did. She didn't do that. Oh, okay, and by the way, if in fact you've already given your child that first French fry, I'm sorry. Here's one more thing to also be worried about that you're feeding your child. If you give your infant a salty cracker.
Yeah.
And of course, that's never been done. You've never given your infant a cracker. Right, Chase?
No.
Yeah, right. Okay, you may have him hooked on salt for life.
Mm.
New study suggests we acquire our love for salt as early as infancy. Findings from the American Journal of Salt Haters. Oh, no, the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Again, a fun Christmas party to be at.
Yeah. Oh, so you're going to have a sausage ball.
You know, don't you?
That's
and I'm dip it in cheese too.
Right.
Yeah.
Babies, oh, so you're gonna do queso, huh? with potato chips. Wow.
Yeah, they just stand there nodding, hands in their pockets.
Babies
are more likely to enjoy the taste of salt if they've already been introduced to foods like crackers and cereals. By the time these children reach preschool age, they've already developed an appetite for foods like potato chips,
dun, dun, dun,
and hot dogs, and the aforementioned French fries. Mm. So you see, it is a gateway food, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
The saltine cracker is a gateway food to the aforementioned problems we have with trans fats. Don't you feel badly? How can you parent? How can you get up in the morning and feel good about yourself knowing you gave your child a saltine cracker?
It would be interesting from a psychological standpoint to put, I guess, you know, because there are some fast food outlets that do the apple fries.
Okay? Oh, yeah, sure. You know, okay, right.
Just to try and visually fool a child. Mm-hmm. But you're not fooling a kid,
no.
Okay? If you put broccoli in the burger container, the little clamshell thing, guess what? They'll recognize very quickly what it is, and they're not going to eat it.
No, they really won't.
It doesn't matter if you put it in a cute little cardboard box with a flimsy toy inside.
It's still cauliflower, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Any of that stuff. It's a green bean. They know that.
Yes.
It is a green bean. But for those of you who have never done that, for those of you who have never given your child trans fats or the deadly saltine cracker, writing in the Journal of Pediatrics,
don't come crying to us when your child goes off the deep end one day.
That's right. Writings in the Journal of Pediatrics show foods rich in saturated fats and sugar are a distraction for kids with attention deficit disorder. That's right, ADHD. They learn best when they're on healthy diets in whole grains, fruits, vegetables, lean proteins. And for parents who want an alternative to drug therapy, adding omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acid supplements is another way to help kids with ADHD perform better. So once again, it's a gateway. Trans fats is a gateway to your child basically being a social misfit by the time they're 9. So
you got that going for you, which is nice.
Letting you know, okay? And it's, you know.
Hey, and Reagan turns 9 next week. So.
Oh, perfect. Hope she's doing a good job on that then, huh?
I'll let you know.
Have to do our checklist. A collection of newly translated texts from the ancient world of the Middle East tells a tale of war, violence, looting, revenge, pyramid building.
Oh, the original texts, not text messages. No. So.
Oh, sorry. I didn't.
Moses, OMG.
Well, yeah.
Moses to Joshua. Joshua to Caleb.
That's right. Yeah.
And that really old one between, you know, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Right. Hashtag C-splitter.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Anyway. Anyway.
Did Moses laugh out loud, do you think?
Yeah. LOL.
Anyway, a collection of newly translated texts from the ancient world of the Middle East. Tells
hey, check out that water. That is great. Yeah.
Try this. Yeah. Can we get that on YouTube?
Yeah, really.
Okay. Anyway, in addition to the war, the violence, the looting, the revenge, the building of pyramids, not the Amway kind, the use of beer tabs at local taverns, the writings date back to the dawn of written history about 5,000 years ago to a time around 2,400 years ago when the Persian Empire ruled much of the Middle East. The texts appear in a new book called Cuneiform Royal Inscriptions. I'm getting it for you guys,
oh,
by
good.
The way.
Awesome.
I know you're
awesome.
Going to read that. Yeah.
Any luck, it'll be in Hebrew.
Yeah, well, and I waited until after the BCS championship game to get it for you.
Right.
Yeah.
When the prices go down.
Sure. One translation tells of rules on how to pay a female tavern keeper, their words, who gives you a jar of beer. If she put a beer on your tab during the summer, the rules say that she had the right to extract a tax from you. In the winter, the amount was unknown, but there was a tax for beer in the summer.
What do you want to bet, you know, ancient Middle Eastern beer was pretty skunky?
Okay, and they had what to compare to it, right?
True.
Yeah.
How to pay a beer tavern?
Beer tab, yeah.
Apparently they'd solved all the other problems of the day.
A female tavern keeper, as they call it. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. And stick a dollar in her combat boots.
Well, but again.
Really.
Again, as they say, beer probably helped civilize the world. Because in big cities, the water would get polluted. Mm. I mean, it was not safe to drink.
Well, in the ancient Middle East, I mean, wine was part of your everyday diet because it purified water.
Exactly. That's the whole process. And beer, of course, they boiled it, and so they boiled the water, and so as a result, it was much safer to drink, so you wouldn't drink water. So, you know, we understand that. It's 7:23.
This is David Willey, president of CTWP. I want to take this opportunity to thank all of our customers for the opportunity to be your copier company for over 30 years. CTWP offers a variety of manufacturers, and your investment is backed by the award-winning technical staff. Find out why thousands of Central Texas businesses call CTWP their copier company. For a free consultation, call CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
We're here asking people what they love about Subway restaurants.
Just one? That's tough.
There are so many things.
I love the sweet onion chicken teriyaki.
It's all the great low-fat sandwiches.
Can't beat 7 meals under 450 calories. The toughest decision is which one I'm having today.
Was that really Jared?
I'm inspired by Jared all these years, and he still keeps the weight off.
I love the way I feel about eating at Subway restaurants.
Ham! I love the Black Forest ham.
It's about making great choices.
Subway restaurants is a choice I can feel good about.
I love how easy Subway restaurants makes it to eat better.
450 calorie or less meals really helps me stay on track with my goals.
Fat content refers to regular 6-inch subs on white or wheat bread prepared according to standard recipe without cheese or condiments that contain fat. Visit Subway.com for full nutritional information for a limited time at participating locations only. No substitutions, excludes premium subs. Subway, eat fresh.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:25, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Or go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Sunny, nice, high temperature about 67, winds out of the west at 5 to 10. Then tonight, kind of chilly, 34 is our low and windy, 20 to 25 miles an hour. On Thursday, we're looking for a high temperature of only about 50, and those winds will continue to be up at about 25 miles an hour. And then tomorrow night, a freeze, 29 or so, and then probably 50 for a high temperature on Friday, and maybe a freeze again on Friday night, warms up near 60. For Saturday and Sunday. Right now, humidity is 86%. The winds are calm, fair skies, and it's 39.
Are you trapped in your current car loan? Think you're upside down? Owe too much and can't get out? Well, turn your radio up. It's an official auto loan payoff event going on this week only at Sterling Auto Group. Sterling Auto Group will pay off your current lease or auto loan regardless of miles or condition, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth, so you can drive home a new car or truck for possibly less, yes, less than you're paying now. Plus, at Sterling Auto Group, zero down delivers. Brand new 2012 GMC Sierra pickups with zero down, just $289 per month, and only Sterling wants to approve your credit today, even if it's less than perfect. 0% APR for 60 months is also available on select models. It doesn't matter what other car ads say. What matters is what you pay, and you'll pay less at Sterling Auto Group. Yes, less. Sterling Auto Group. We make it easy. 205 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. Call 979-846-5555 or online at sterlingautogroup.net. 72 months at 3% APR plus TT&L and fees with approved credit. Zero APR, $1,667 per thousand finance. Trade balance carried to new loan. All incentives to dealer. Stock number 202.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
The largest attack on America's energy sector comes from where else? The Obama regime. Early Monday, word began to filter out that Ken Salazar, the regime's minister of the interior, would impose a ban on new uranium mining claims. The ban will take 1 million acres offline under the guise that the land is too close to the Grand Canyon. So for the next 20 years, there'll be no uranium mining allowed. In June, with the ban in the works, Salazar said, like our ancestors, we don't know how future Americans will enjoy, experience, and benefit from this place. And that's one of the many reasons why wisdom, caution, and science should guide our protection of the Grand Canyon. What a load! The Grand Canyon's not in danger. If our ancestors are beholden to environmentalist wackos like the Obama regime is, America would be a third world nation. In fact, it was our ancestors who discovered and used our natural resources to create an industrial and military superpower eclipsing societies thousands of years old. And Obama and his minions, like Ken Salazar, likes to run around with his cute little cowboy hat. They're not protecting anything but their own environmental kook campaign money. With this ban, the Keystone Pipeline delays, the EPA attacks on the coal industry, this regime systematically making us a weaker, more dependent nation. They kill jobs, they put our resources off limits, and they harm our future. Now, in November, turnabout is fair play and their future, politically speaking, of course, you see.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
September 15th, 2008, one of the world's largest banks, Lehman Brothers, goes bankrupt. $600 billion vanished in the largest bankruptcy in American history. What happened next? $7 trillion of investors' savings and retirement gone. Now, the Eurozone is a crisis six times bigger. So big, it could crash our banks and our economy. Wake up, America. The can has been kicked to the end of the road. Get prepared now. Receive the blockbuster video, The End of the Dollar, and the Gold Investors Kit from Lear Capital by calling 800-957-4653. Learn how to protect and grow your savings and retirement accounts. Three strategies to help insulate your investments from the Euro crisis and why Fed actions could double the gold price again. Call now. The Gold Investors Kit and the End of the Dollar video are free for Rush listeners. Call 800-957-4653. The time for gold is now. Call 1-800-957-4653. That's 800-957-4653.
Howdy, this is Jason Bielinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage rates are at an all-time low, and the current real estate inventory is up. Now is an excellent time to buy real estate. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, contact me, Jason Bielinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bielinski.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 135 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance specialists have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time, 7:30, 40 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today with a high in the mid to upper 60s should be very pleasant, but we'll drop down to near freezing tonight. We will get below freezing tomorrow night, and tomorrow's high only about 50 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts, Real Estate Appraisal and Property Tax Appeal. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. February 1st means a shuffle of administrators in the College Station School District. That follows Tuesday's announcement that A&M Consolidated High School Principal Buddy Reed was named the district's first Director of Student Activities.
And from that position, Mr. Reed will coordinate all activities associated with fine arts and athletics. And so as the district expands, this is a piece that certainly we needed to put in place, and so we've asked Mr. Reed to begin doing that, and he will begin those duties very shortly.
When Reed starts his new position February 1st, Consol Associate Principal Gwen Elder becomes Interim Principal. Consol's Interim Athletic Director Sue Betts will return to her position as Assistant Athletic Director. Tuesday also marked the last day to apply for the College Station High School Head Football Coach and Athletic Coordinator's job. Colson says 80 people are seeking that joint position. A new employer to Brazos County plans to hire 65 people this spring and start production by August. Todd McDaniel with the Research Valley Partnership says Gundler Foods will locate in the Texas Triangle Business Park north of Bryan.
They were focused on a couple of other locations in Texas, and when they came to the realization that those other locations weren't going to be able to provide the speed to market, development readiness, and the rail capacity they needed to be able to do the full-blown project, that's when we basically got the call. We've been doing a little bit of promotion working with the Union Pacific. There's significant interest with Gundler, with Texas A&M, especially agriculture, because of what they do.
Inside a 100,000-square-foot building, McDaniel says Gundler will produce plastic bottles that will be filled with soybean and other edible oils that will be labeled and shipped to Mexico and Central America for Walmart International. You can go to our website, WTAW.com, to read and hear more details about the development approved Tuesday by the Bryan City Council and Brazos County Commissioners. The U.S. Supreme Court appears to be leaning toward approving the redistricting maps that were written by the state legislature and therefore favor Republicans.
Attorney General Greg Abbott says justices were concerned that Hispanic rights groups favor a Democrat-leaning alternative that would eliminate seats held by Hispanic Republicans.
What we have now are these Latino groups coming in the name of the Voting Rights Act, trying to remove other Latinos from office simply because they are Republican.
Abbott says some justices are concerned that Texas has to meet Voting Rights Act standards that other states don't have to meet. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
Bryan, police are seeing more crashes in three areas of town. Officer John Agnew says that's resulted in more attention by the department's traffic safety unit.
A car is going 40 miles an hour, and he's less than a car length from the car in front of him. He can definitely cite him for following too closely because there is no time for him to perceive the threat before an accident will take place. That's preventative enforcement. That's proactive enforcement. We don't have to do it that often, but in these areas, these are the areas we want to look at that proactive enforcement. So we're trying to educate people now so, you know, they don't end up with a ticket or something like that and don't need to be pulled over.
The additional patrols will be on William Joel Bryan Parkway near the post office, Villa Maria near the Tejas Center, and Briarcrest in front of Walmart. We talk about business-friendly and no state income tax. That's nice. But on the other side, Texas is also home of the highest homeowners insurance rates in the country.
Don't expect to see that on a highway sign, but the average Texas homeowner pays $1,500 a year. The national average is $880. Insurance industry spokesman Jerry John says one reason is that Texas homes are not falling in value like homes in other states.
They have been very stable in Texas, and they have certainly, property values have certainly grown.
And Texas is the only state in the country which experiences all 10 property perils from tornadoes to ice storms, hurricanes, and wildfires. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
And Valero will not appeal the Texas Environmental Agency's rejection of its request for a large tax break and potential $92 million refund at six refineries. The San Antonio-based energy giant had hoped for a tax exemption for equipment installed at the refineries to remove sulfur dioxide from crude oil, but they decided not to appeal the rejection of its request by the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality. Valero's requests were first made in 2007. WTAW News Time is 7:35, 40 degrees right now. This look at news brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. More news coming up at 8 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hey, this is Hunter Goodwin with the Oldham Goodwin Group. I want to tell you about a friend of mine, Brian Steven, at Paramount Property Analyst. Brian has saved my company and my clients over $750,000 in the last 3 years. PPA is locally owned and operated here in the Bryan College Station area. Brian can travel throughout the state of Texas or abroad to do property tax appeals. Brian works on a contingency fee basis, and he only gets paid if he saves you money. In today's market volatility, now is the time to call PPA. Call now, 485-8537.
At Homestead Senior Care, we know life is full of decisions. But choosing between attending a child's soccer game or taking an aging parent to the doctor shouldn't be one of them. I'm David Guest with Homestead. Our caregivers work with you and your entire family to ensure that your loved ones receive the highest quality non-medical care available while helping you find more time in your own busy schedule. For solutions that benefit the entire family, call 268-6880 or visit homeinstead.com/BCS and find out why at Homeinstead, to us, it's personal.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:36. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years, call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
High pressure in control, the weather for today. We're going to enjoy lots of sunshine and some relatively mild temperatures. It's going to be 65 to 70 out there this afternoon. Should be partly cloudy across the region tonight, lows near 40. Tomorrow, partly sunny, turning sharply cooler, highs will be 50 to 55. Partly cloudy and cold tomorrow night, 25 to 30. It'll be mostly cloudy during the day Friday, highs will be 50 to 55. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
You can go to Reed Arena tonight and catch the women taking on the Longhorns. That starts at 6, and then get home and catch the Aggie men in Austin to take on the Longhorns. We'll talk about the State Farm Lone Star Showdowns tonight. That and more coming up in sports.
It's a 7:37. It's a little bit chilly out there this morning. I mean, again, this is January, and you expect that kind of stuff to be going on anyway. But a freeze tomorrow night. So watch for that to happen, and there's no snow in the forecast, by the way, guys. I don't know if you saw that or not.
So we do have school.
Yeah, we do. Okay. Apparently, we will have school, and you know we're kind of in that transitional mode of sports right now.
Right.
We only have professional football left. College football is is done.
Is done.
Even though it gives time for people to debate the BCS thing. Mm-hmm. Oh, let me digress for just a second. Bill Flores is out of the country, mm-hmm. and he'll be with us next Wednesday. So normally we meet with him in Congress in session, but they're not, so that's where he is.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, so BCS is talked about, but Tom, there are other there are other competitive endeavors that we could be covering in sports.
Well, let me get my pen. Let me get my pencil here. Okay.
Contest is pretty exciting. Uh-huh. Almost as exciting as watching paint dry because it is the World Watching Paint Dry Championship, which is currently underway.
So it's fitting to have that comparison.
Yeah, in England. Uh-huh. Contestants from all over the globe have been sending in pictures and video of themselves watching paint dry. A spokeswoman for the contest said that she's delighted at how well-received the contest has been so far.
Uh-huh.
She said paint is used throughout the world, so I suppose in a way it's not a surprise that we've had foreign entrants willing to challenge some of Britain's best paint watchers.
So somebody's got to judge these.
Yeah, and
that's
I guess
worse than watching paint dry.
Yeah,
watching people watch paint
so,
dry.
So, yeah, how's your Uncle Fred? Well, fine. Of course, you know he is one of Britain's best paint watchers.
Uh-huh.
Submissions for the championship can be made, by the way, through January 27th, so you have time. And it says here six finalists will then be selected to fight out, if you will, in a live stare down in the UK. Well, do you have to get there yourself? By the way, the grand prize is an iPad, which is, you know, not bad, but, I mean, if you have to get there yourself, that could be rather expensive. And a little troublesome. Did you hear this morning on the news that Continental and I think they mentioned Continental and United both, even though they're the same company now,
mm-hmm.
Their flights coming from Europe to the United States at the end of the year had to make unscheduled stops because of strong headwinds. And they're flying smaller aircraft than they used to.
Huh. So they were running out of gas.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
As they're landing, landing in Greenland so that they can go ahead and do that. Yeah, apparently making an unscheduled landing, for instance, in Canada because of that. So, all right, so here we go. You already know that smoking is probably not good for you.
Probably not.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Did you see the story about these, let me grab a call here real quick. Hey.
There has to be a reason why they didn't call it the best and brightest paint watching
contest. Well, that's also true. But you never know. Now, and can you be distracted? Can you be doing something else? Could you be multitasking? And one of those tasks would be watching the paint dry. Or do you simply have to sit there with your chin in your hand watching paint dry? Or standing and watching paint dry? No. If we get another report, we'll let you know. Okay, so did you hear? This came out yesterday, I think, that if you want to stop smoking, there are tools out there that are used. For instance, nicotine gum and the patches. Apparently, according to this study from Harvard, which, of course, makes it right, and reported in the New York Times, which therefore makes it right as well, pretty much those things are a waste of money and give you a false sense of security.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, they don't work. Their conclusion: the expensive nicotine replacement products are of little, if any, benefit to smokers and can even backfire in some cases. So, products tested very well in clinical trials. In fact, they were so successful that most encouraging findings were the basis of the federal guidelines recommending that nicotine gum and patches could help for smoking cessation. But as they go through and they did more research, they found that was not the case. So, I guess it's like, and you know, I just quit. I tried those little different things. The step-at-a-time filters, you know, that cut mm-hmm. down the tar and the nicotine. And cleaning that was always pretty nasty. But, but nonetheless, yeah, now they're telling us that that the patches and the gum don't matter. So spit it out, rip it off, and just quit smoking.
Ow!
Now, boy, have you heard about Google?
What'd they do now?
Well, your Google searches are about to get a whole lot more personal.
Oh.
And this is a pretty big deal, really. This is a pretty big thing, because I think most of us use Google. Google has rolled out their personalized search engine results. They did this yesterday, which incorporate information from your connections and private information to customize what shows up in your searches. Amit Singhal, who is called a Google Fellow, said that Google will now search from your world, if you will, rather than the web. The new look is one more attempt by Google to compete with Facebook and the 800 million users that they have. But this really is a radical departure, if you will, because what Google used to do was search the entire web,
right.
But now it will modify that search based on previous searches that you've made and other websites where you've gone. I think this is a pretty big problem, really. Because if you're trying to get the full picture of something,
right.
If in fact you want to do that, then Google is not going to perform that service for you anymore, if you will. And all right, think about it like this. What cable, if you watch news, what cable shows do you watch?
Uh-huh.
And we, as human beings, not just U.S. Americans, tend to watch the things that we agree with. If you care about politics, you generally will watch a channel where those people basically agree with you. You are seeing your point of view reinforced.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know that that's a good thing. I mean, don't you need to be able to, especially if you're looking for information, find something from a wider universe than just what you're used to?
Oh, Scott, once again, I'll chastise you like I had to chastise Tom last hour.
Okay.
You're assuming way too much of the lowest common denominator.
Yeah.
You know.
So actually,
they just want to find dancing kittens and other things that perhaps you can't see in front of mixed company. So.
Oh, dancing kittens. Now, if you've been to those sites.
So the question is, do you really seek information that reinforces what you already believe, or do you actually want to see different beliefs and opinions?
As angry as people are right now, do you really think they're wanting to see and hear and entertain different beliefs and opinions?
No, probably not. Now, there is a place where you can go. Where's that? What's that? Yeah, downtown. When you're alone, your life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
There's a place you can go to override this?
It's called, well, you can go to this search place. Now, here's the deal. And you know, if you want to go, it's called Scroogle. Scroogle. You can figure out how they came up with that. Now, there are no cookies. There is no tracking. There is no search terms. No records at all. Now, the deal is, I don't know from Google if you can go there. And if you do, a black mark on your name.
Well,
there you go.
Why would you enter Scroogle in the Google search engine?
Yeah.
There's an address bar at the top. Is that where we are now?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, I had to type in the address of that place.
So,
I was worn out.
So,
God, go back to World of Warcraft, fatty.
So I did. I put it in. I put Scroogle.com in this morning.
Uh-oh. And nice knowing you.
Yeah. First, there was a story that came up that said they're discontinuing their service.
Oh,
see? That's not true. It was from May of 2010.
Ah.
So, anyhow, they're out there. And but understand that.
What happens when Google comes and brings the checkbook?
Yeah. Sure. There's no doubt. They could do that, or they just come knock on your door. And, of course, they've already electronically tagged you now because you went there.
Mm-hmm.
But nonetheless, it was nice knowing you, as you say. And but understand that today, effective today, When you go to Google, the searches will be different. There will be parameters in there based on where you've been before. So what I'd say is go to a friend's computer and do that and go, wow!
Yeah, really.
Always remember the 2012 Opus Gala Cirque de Opus, Saturday, January 28th at the Brazos County Expo. Enjoy French cuisine from Christopher's World Grill and the music of Emerald City. Tickets and sponsorships on sale now. Don't miss your chance to win a Rolex watch or a Marco Bichigo necklace from David Gardner's Jewelers. All proceeds benefit MSC Opus Encore, underwritten in part by American Momentum Bank. It's Cirque de Opus, the 2012 Opus Gala. Details online at opusgala.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Throw out your razor and forget about tweezing, plucking, and waxing to get rid of unwanted hair. Now you can safely, quickly, and comfortably eliminate embarrassing facial or body hair forever. Using the latest laser technology, our hair removal treatments for men and women will make sure you get to the root of the problem and get rid of that unwanted hair once and for all. Call Childs Dermatology today at 979-696-4444 and discover how our elite MPX laser is superior to all other lasers in destroying unwanted hair permanently.
Remember that old board game, The Game of Life? I'm Dr. Julie Slattery with Focus on the Family. In an article printed in The New Yorker, writer Jill Lepore explored this historic game. In the early editions, the game involved acquiring virtues which sped you to the finish line, while vices slowed you down. parents were encouraged to play with their children to teach lifelong lessons. In the 1960s, Milton Bradley released a version that sold 35 million copies. In this game, you could earn money, buy furniture, and have babies. Vices and virtues were removed. In the brand new 2011 version, players can attend school, travel, start a family, or really whatever they want. If they earn enough points, they can reward themselves with a sports car. Now, strangely, there's no end or last square to this game. You can stop at any time. The description on the website says, do whatever it takes to retire in style with the most wealth at the end of the game. What concerns me is not the board game itself, but what these changes reflect about how we now view winning at life. After all, on their deathbed, no one talks about money and sports cars. They rejoice or lament about the people they love and wonder whether they're leaving a legacy of love and character. I think it's time for yet another revised version of the game of life that reflects what really matters. To help your family thrive in life, visit our website at focusonthefamily.com. I'm Dr. Julie Slattery.
Thank you for calling Bank. Our banking hours are Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m.
You have reached Bank. Please call back during our normal business hours.
Welcome to our hours on Monday through Friday.
It is after 5 p.m. We are closed. Hi, thanks for calling Ally Bank. How may I help you?
If your bank doesn't have a real person available 24/7, you need an ally. Ally Bank. No nonsense, just people sense. Member FDIC.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
It's time again for sports at 7:50. Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is brought to you by Awards and More. Well, this is the final year, of course, for the State Farm Lone Star Showdown competition between A&M and Texas. So both schools want to go out a winner. The first edition of the final basketball portion of the rivalry is tonight on two fronts. At 6 o'clock, the 12th-ranked Aggie women will host the Lady Longhorns. Texas will be looking to stop an 11-game losing streak against A&M. Aggie fifth-year senior Tyra White knows the winning streak will make Texas even hungrier.
Like last year was all about, well, we beat them 11 in a row and this and this and that. But now with us leaving the Big 12, and this is probably our last time playing them at Reed Arena. So I think that's what comes up in everybody here. Like this is the last time that you're going to play the Longhorns here at Reed Arena. So I think it puts a lot of pressure on us. And then they're a great athletic team too. So I just think that comes with the practice, that we have to get our practice mindset together and everything like that.
Tip will be a little bit after 6 o'clock tonight at Reed, and we will broadcast the game over on 11:50 a.m. The Zone, with the pregame starting about 5:45. The Aggie men would love to get out of their funk, and no better way to do that than to go to Austin and beat the Longhorns, but that's always tough. They'll give it a try tonight. 8 o'clock is the tip time from the Drum. The Aggies, of course, are 0-2 after losses to Baylor and to Iowa State, two games where they averaged just 51 points in those two losses. Coach Billy Kennedy says he thinks his team can snap out of it.
The best thing about our group is we got nice guys, and it's a good thing, and sometimes it's a bad thing. But I think our character will weather the storm, and our coaches will weather the storm, and we'll continue to be positive and work through it. If we had a bunch of guys who would quit on you, I don't think we have that kind of team, because we're going to have some tough moments. Hopefully it won't be on Wednesday. Another one won't be on Wednesday, but we're not deep enough. We're not totally healthy. We're not as athletic as I would like to night in and night out put on a great performance. I'm hoping our character will keep us solid all the way through, and if that happens, we'll win the games we're supposed to win.
We'll broadcast the game right here on 1620 tonight, starting with the pregame at 7:30. Again, that tip a little bit after 8. Last night, the Big 12, Baylor got a mighty big road win. They go to Manhattan to take on Kansas State, and they win it 75-73 to stay undefeated. Baylor, Syracuse, and Billy Kennedy's former team, Murray State, are the country's only undefeated Division I teams left now. Now also tonight in the Big 12, Missouri is at Iowa State and Kansas is at Texas Tech. By the way, former Aggie guard Jamal Branch, you know, who quit the team during the Christmas break, he's decided to transfer to St. John's. Reportedly, he had been recruited by Marquette, Arizona, and by former A&M coach Mark Turgeon at Maryland, who had originally signed Branch out of Arlington to come to A&M. Branch will be eligible to start playing for the Red Storm next December. High school basketball last night on the girls' side. Consolidated loses to undefeated Harker Heights 56-50. Harker Heights is now 26-0. The Bryan girls lost to Belton 43-32, and the Rudder girls beat Pflugerville Conley 57-52. Marche Emerson got 17 points. For the boys, Consol dropped their first district game with a 60-44 loss to Harker Heights, but the Bryan boys got their first district win. They beat Belton on the road 56-55 with Trey Cunningham and DJ Payton combining for 33 points for the Vikings. The Rudder boys fell to the Pflugerville Conley boys. NBA last night, the Houston Rockets beat Charlotte 82-70. Dallas beat Detroit 100-86. But the Spurs lose to Milwaukee 106-103. Tonight, Dallas is at Boston, and Houston will be at San Antonio. It was a sad result yesterday. Police did confirm that the body that they recovered from a Wisconsin river on Monday is that of Michael Philbin, the 21-year-old son of Green Bay Packer offensive coordinator Joe Philbin. Michael Philbin disappeared early Sunday morning while out with friends in Oshkosh. An autopsy is scheduled, but results are not expected to be released for at least a month. Oshkosh police say that no foul play is suspected. The Packers are preparing for Sunday's divisional playoff game against the visiting New York Giants. It's unclear whether Joe Philbin will continue to work with the team this week. Coach Mike McCarthy told reporters that he has a contingency plan if Philbin needs time off, but he would not elaborate. Philbin was Green Bay's offensive line coach under then head coach Mike Sherman from 2003 to 2005. Jay Paterno is leaving Penn State's coaching staff. This was expected. He's been there 17 years as an assistant under his father, Hall of Fame coach Joe Paterno. The younger Paterno had worked the last 12 seasons as the quarterback coach. His departure, like we said, expected after Penn State named New England Patriots offensive coordinator Bill O'Brien to succeed Joe Pa as the head coach. Paterno, of course, was fired on November the 9th. University of Florida has hired Boise State's Brent Peace as its offensive coordinator. Peace replaces Charlie Weiss, who left last month to take the head coaching job at Kansas. Of course, the Aggies' first SEC game will be against Florida September the 8th at Kyle Field. And the Jacksonville Jaguars have a new head coach. He's Mike Mularkey. He's a former coach at Buffalo, where he went 14-18 before he was fired after the 2005 season. He's been Atlanta's offensive coordinator since 2008. And that's your look at sports. Good morning at 7:56. I'm Tom Turbeville for Awards and More. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards and More custom awards and promotional products can put it there. Your business needs custom awards to recognize your employees, or maybe you need trophies, plaques, and awards for Little League soccer, football, or basketball teams. Awards and More can do it all. If your church or school organization needs t-shirts, Awards and More will custom design the perfect t-shirt for you. Remember, everybody needs their name on something. Visit awardsandmoreinc.com or call 696-3886 today.
If you drive a European car, you don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars, and technicians with over 25 years experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens, if your car is European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics, at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattler's.
Hi, this is Debbie at Bottom Line Bookkeeping, and yes, we are offering refund anticipation loans. That means you can get money in as little as 24 hours. No need to call. Just stop by 3501 South Texas Suite 100 in Bryan.
An RIL is a loan secured by your tax refund and is offered by Republic Bank and Trust Company to qualifying applicants and is available to ERC and ERD customers. If approved for an RIL, finance charge and credit investigation fee will apply. RIL proceeds are available within 24 hours of IRS acceptance. A tax refund administration fee and other fees may apply for the ERC and ERD and will be deducted from the customer's tax refund. Visit your tax preparer to learn about all filing and product options, including obtaining your refund without a loan and a note additional cost.
The New Year sales kickoff going on right now at Allen Honda. Take advantage of 0.9% for up to 36 months on Honda's most popular models, the 2012 Accord, Civic, and Fit. Or get 1.9% for up to 60 months. Plus, great lease deals now available, like $230 per month on a 2012 Civic sedan or $250 per month on a 2012 Accord. Come in and enjoy a great buying experience during the New Year sales kickoff going on right now at Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
Join Waldenbrook Estates, an independent retirement community, for a taste of the sweet life, Tuesday, January 24th at 2 p.m. As a retirement community, we're well known for unmatched hospitality and great food. Now we're inviting you to a demonstration of our passion for gourmet desserts. Come sample what Waldenbrook Estates residents enjoy every day. Get a taste of the sweet life, Tuesday, January 24th at 2 p.m. Please RSVP to 888-830-2045 and ask about our senior identity theft event on January 26th. Waldenbrook Estates, we're living life for less.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Lots of food-centric stories that we had this morning here. In case you missed it, if you've already given your child a French fry, their brain is going to shrink and they won't amount to anything.
And you're a horrible parent.
That's right. And if you've given them a cracker, now they're hooked on salt. And so because they're hooked on salt, they'll immediately want French fries, potato chips, and hot dogs. So just so you know, just want to let you know that we appreciate you attempting to be a parent, but when it comes to the food thing, you've been an epic fail, and we'll just, you know, know that tax dollars of other people will have to support your children because you gave them a cracker.
Yeah, right? So, but your failure, you heard it here first. You know.
Well, and again,
credit us with making you feel bad about.
But we were able to find out, had you started by feeding your infant, what's it called now? The bowl with the bacon on it. Not the famous
bowl. No, it's a bacon
whatever
bowl
that thing
at
the KFC.
Like,
yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
now that's a football
it's a new
game.
Bowl game.
Yeah. Anyway,
yeah,
if right. you'll feed them that because that only has 1 gram of trans fat, then they'll be smart and everything will be okay. But in the meantime, if you've given your child a cracker, then bad things are going to happen to them. All right, here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. Look for a high temperature today. Ought to be pretty nice, 67 or so. 34 tonight, 50 is our high temperature on Thursday. We'll probably have a freeze tomorrow night and maybe the night after that. Right now, 39 degrees. WTAW, College Station Bryan, it's 8 o'clock.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Iowa was a squeaker. New Hampshire was decisive.
We voted for Mitt Romney because I think he can beat Obama.
Romney got 39% in the Republican primary as the campaign immediately shifts to South Carolina. We have live reports in both states. First, Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Manchester, New Hampshire.
Well, Dave, Mitt Romney's bracing for more attacks over his time as CEO of Bain Capital, which he intends to capitalize on.
In me, they have a candidate that understands how the economy works. And the other guys are fine fellows, but they spent their entire life in government.
A blast of people like second-place finisher Ron Paul and the distant third-placer.
We got it done, ladies and gentlemen.
John Huntsman says third, even with just 17% of the vote here, is good enough to move on to South Carolina. The others will be there by the end of the day. Already on the scene, Fox News Radio's Evan Brown, live in Columbia.
Rich, Newt Gingrich this hour is set to deliver what should be, as campaign calls, a major policy speech in Rock Hill. Meanwhile, Rick Perry has been here in South Carolina all along, skipping New Hampshire.
Our message of limited government, of a proven fiscal conservative, a social conservative, will play very well in South Carolina.
Perry draws healthy crowds here, but opinion polls show Mitt Romney leading, and that could be why Gingrich is running negative ads about Romney in this state. Dave?
Evan, President Obama, mostly unchallenged in New Hampshire, got about 82% of the Democratic vote, today goes to Chicago for three fundraisers. A nuclear scientist bombed and killed in Iran in an attack similar to ones that took out other nuke scientists that Iran blamed the U.S. and Israel for. There is trouble at Hostess.
Yahoo! Twinkie the King.
Well, kid, the company's going into bankruptcy. Hostess, which also makes Wonder Bread, just reorganized in bankruptcy in 2009. It's blaming pension and medical benefits and a tough economy for filing Chapter 11. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Introducing the reinvented 2012 Toyota Camry. It's the most technologically advanced Camry ever. With the available Entune multimedia system, you can access apps like iHeartRadio, which gives you more than 750 radio stations from around the country. The reinvented 2012 Toyota Camry. It's ready. Are you? Learn more at toyota.com/Camry.
Be sure to obey traffic regulations and maintain awareness of road and traffic conditions. Not available on all models. Data charges may apply. See toyota.com/Entune for details.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there?
GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You are invited to the 11th Annual Brazos Valley African American Museum Appreciation Banquet, Saturday, January 28th, at the College Station Hilton. The event honors and publicly recognizes individuals who have made significant contributions to the museum and our community. Seating begins at 6:30, with the dinner and program beginning at 7. Table sponsorships are $500, and individual tickets are $50. Make your reservations today by calling 822-0469. That's 822-0469.
This is Tony Morelos with W. Gibson Insurance. We know that your home is probably one of your most valuable assets, and it is important to find the best homeowner's insurance to properly cover it. At W. E. Gibson, we represent over 30 insurance companies. Why just shop with one or two companies when W. E. Gibson Insurance can match you with one of our many companies to give you the best homeowner's coverage at the best price? We're in the Yellow Pages, so give us a call. I think that you will discover why so many of your friends and neighbors choose W. E. Gibson Insurance to insure their homes.
Join Walden Brook Estates, an independent retirement community, for a taste of the sweet life, Tuesday, January 24th at 2 p.m. As a retirement community, we're well known for unmatched hospitality and great food. Now we're inviting you to a demonstration of our passion for gourmet desserts. Come sample what Walden Brook Estates residents enjoy every day. Get a taste of the sweet life, Tuesday, January 24th at 2 p.m. Please RSVP to 888-830-2045 and ask about our senior identity theft event on January 26th. Walden Brook Estates, we're living life for less.
Press 1 if you are having trouble posting a job to our online job site.
Okay.
Press 5 if you're calling between 9 and 10 a.m. on a Wednesday or Tuesday. 6 for all other times except Thursday.
We're AggielandHelpWanted.com, the job site where you can talk to an actual living customer service person whenever you need.
You are the next caller in line.
Okay, all right.
Goodbye.
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
If you or a loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie owned and operated Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive services a six-county area, accepts Medicare, and has an on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 44 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today with a high in the mid to upper 60s. Should be nice. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merrymaids. Call now to request your cleaning, 595-1111, or go to merrymaids.com. Merrymaids, relax. It's done. Brazos County Commissioners and Bryan City Council agreed Tuesday to economic development incentives for a new employer. Todd McDaniel with the Research Valley Partnership says Gundler Foods, based in Mexico with its U.S. offices in the Woodlands, will buy 25 acres at the Texas Triangle Business Park north of Bryan.
They, for this project, will produce, manufacture bottles, will provide those bottles with edible oils, vegetable oil, soybean oil, etc. We'll label those bottles on behalf of Walmart, and then we'll ship them to Mexico and Central America initially as part of a long-term contract on behalf of Walmart International.
A Gundler spokesman told City Council 65 people will be hired this spring, and the 100,000-square-foot facility will open by this August. Total employment is projected at 235, which would generate an annual payroll of $6.5 million. More details can be seen and heard on our website. Just go to WTAW.com. Texas Republicans are urging the U.S. Supreme Court to rule soon on redistricting maps approved by the legislature.
State GOP Chair Steve Ministeri says time is running out to hold the presidential primary and party elections on the same day as the congressional and legislative primaries. He says that could result in two primaries.
It will cost the taxpayers $12 million. You also have problems with voter confusion, voter fatigue, worker fatigue.
If the U.S. Supreme Court doesn't rule in time to have political maps in place by the end of January, there won't be time to elect delegates to the state party conventions in June. That means one vote in April for races that do not involve districts, another vote later for Congress and the legislature. Matt Thomas, TSN News.
A familiar name at A&M Consolidated High School is starting a new job. CSISD Superintendent Eddie Colson has announced the selection of Principal Buddy Reed as the district's first director of student activities.
There's so many students involved with, band, orchestra, athletics, choir, extracurricular activities, and so many different teachers, coaches, and adults in those roles as well, that it really requires us to make sure that we have a coordinated effort not only among our high schools but among our middle schools as well.
On February 1st, Reed will start his new job. Taking over as interim principal is Consolidated Associate Principal Gwen Elder. Interim Athletic Director Sue Betts is resuming her previous role as Assistant Athletic Director. Colson also says Tuesday was the last day to apply for the head football coach and athletic coordinator's job at College Station High School. Approximately 80 people are seeking that combined position. Pro-choice advocates are fighting back against an appeals court ruling allowing the controversial sonogram law to go into effect in Texas.
The Center for Reproductive Rights filed a permanent injunction after the appeals court in New Orleans overturned the temporary order against enforcing the sonogram law.
It's already in front of the judge. He already has all of the papers on the permanent injunction request in front of him right now.
Julie Rickelman says they were shocked at the decision.
This is the first time that one of these extreme laws is now going to be allowed to go into effect. So it's an unprecedented decision.
The sonogram law requires doctors who perform abortions to show sonograms to patients, describe the images, and the fetal heartbeat. It won't take effect until the end of this month. In Austin, Jude Lindley, TSN News.
And the Bryan Police Department's Traffic Safety Unit is concentrating on reducing crashes in several parts of town. Officer John Agnew says the proactive effort includes issuing more tickets.
Our traffic safety guys are in those areas looking for any type of violation or things that they can help talk to people to curve, get those accidents down. We usually use a two-second following rule now. That's just the formula they use. They increase that second following distance if you're going 70 miles an hour and there's adverse weather like rain. If there's fog, add another second. If you're pulling a trailer, add another second.
You can look for additional patrols on Briarcrest in front of Walmart, Villa Maria between Texas and Briarcrest, and William Joel Bryan Parkway near the post office. WTAW News Time is coming up on 810, 44 degrees right now. This look at news is brought to you by Merry Maids. More news coming up at 8:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You work long, hard hours, and it's difficult to find time to clean up around the house. Relax, because with Merry Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Merry Maids home. Your entire house is spotless, and you didn't even lift a finger. Merry Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 4 years. Call Merry Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Merry Maids. Relax. It's done.
So if you have satellite TV and you have regular phone service, well, there's all kinds of reasons why you can tell those goodbye if you have Suddenlink. Because unlike the other companies, with Suddenlink, you get things that you don't get with satellite or regular phone company. Like getting all four, TV, internet, telephone service, and home security all from one company. Bundle it and it all comes in one bill. Suddenlink On Demand, over 9,000 hours of free programming. These are TV shows and movies that you can't see anywhere else. You get them right there on your TV. Suddenlink To Go, have you tried that? That's taking TV with you on your computer, on your laptop. Blazing fast internet, a whole lot faster than DSL. And have you heard about ESPN3? Maybe you've been watching ESPN and they'll tell you that a game is available on ESPN3 and you're saying, what's that? Well, that's over the internet, and it's free when you have Suddenlink. Free ESPN3. You go to the internet, there it is, crystal clear, high definition, live sporting event. And you can get high-speed internet for $15 a month. You can get the advanced digital TV for $25 a month when you bundle. And, of course, the telephone service for $25 a month, and you lock that price in for life. So you need to find out what we've found out about Suddenlink. There's so much available when you get on board with Suddenlink. Call them today at 1-800-915-1866. That's Suddenlink.
812, let's check some weather. Brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
We'll have spring-like warmth across the region for today, and then much cooler weather will move in for Thursday and for Friday. Abundant sunshine, 65 to 70 through the afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 40. Partly sunny and much cooler for tomorrow. Highs only 50 to 55. Tomorrow night, it'll be partly cloudy. Lows will get down to 25 to 30. Clouds will roll in for Friday. Highs will be 50 to 55. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
The mayor's in the house.
Yeah, I saw.
Nancy Berry's here this morning. How are you today?
I'm terrific. Glad to be here. Happy New Year, everybody.
Yeah, 2012 off to a good start. Do you watch Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives? Do you watch that on the Food Network?
I don't watch TV.
Oh, are you one of those?
No.
We used to have a council member who didn't even have a TV. I remember that.
I have TV.
Okay.
But
well, do you watch your son? Do you check in every once in a while and make sure he's doing okay?
I do on Sunday mornings, yeah.
Okay, is he on Sunday mornings? Okay.
Not
I saw
anymore.
Him the other day. I just didn't know.
Football season's over.
So.
But, yeah, he's on, a minute here and a minute there SportsCenter
right.
or whatever.
I got you. So, anyway, well, because I was asking because, we're big fans.
Good. Yeah, well, really. Maybe no. I should start watching them.
I'm a big fan, too.
They got this guy named Guy Fieri, mm-hmm. who has spiked hair, and he's peroxided it, so it's white. And what he does is he goes around to these places that are out of the way.
He's been to Hullabaloo.
He has.
That's right.
Yeah, he has.
Is he kind of like a diner critic?
It's called Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. And, yeah, he tries different things.
I've been to a lot of those kinds of places.
Okay, see, and that's the thing. And he tries to tell you that, for instance, when you go to Hullabaloo, this is the special you need to get. And he goes back in the kitchen and helps the guy or gal fix something and samples it and always says, it's the best thing he's ever had.
Yeah.
So now expanding his brand, as you always should, he's got a line of biker jewelry now.
Oh.
All right.
Biker jewelry, yeah.
Is he selling it at Harley-Davidson
or something? Yeah, well, he probably ought to do that. Chunky silver pieces that look like dog tags, and they have cufflinks and bracelets as well. He designed the jewelry himself. Oh, sure he did. So, anyway.
Well, I have poodles, so I don't know that they'd be into that, heavy chain stuff, because they're kind of girly dogs.
Yeah, okay. They probably wouldn't go for that.
Nah, I don't think so.
And then this story, which kind of leads right into one of the things I want to talk to you about. Japan has developed a new turbine design that will make wind power far more attractive as an energy alternative. Oh, sure it will. It's called wind lens turbines, which can produce triple the amount of energy of the conventional design. Kyosho University. We're playing them in like 16.
19.
19, is it 19?
Yeah, 19. We're going to meet
is
them
that in.
Is
that in ping pong?
Yeah.
We're going to meet them in Hawaii.
That's it. They believe
I'll go on that trip.
As mayor, I believe that I should accompany the team, right? They believe that wind farms with these lens turbines can generate the same amount of power as a nuclear plant. That's so wrong.
You seen the research?
No, I haven't.
Okay,
but again, but as we know, you can make research do anything.
Cut them some slack.
That's it.
Yeah.
Earlier this week, yesterday, I guess we had the story that Japan, in fact, has said that they're going to take all of their nuclear reactors offline in 40 years because of the problem they had with Fukushima, which I guess would make sense. But that's one of the things I wanted to talk to you about today is the College Station early on weighed in very heavily on the idea of wind watts, the idea that there's wind-generated energy that you can buy as either part of or, I guess, all of your energy bill. That was a few years ago.
Right.
Where are we with that now?
Well, funny you should ask.
Okay.
This council, this fall, asked to have that program looked at. When it was originally started several years ago, and I don't believe any of our current council members, except maybe Mr. Rusink, was on the council at that time, it was a premium service. You could get 10 or 50 or increments of 10% up to all of your power provided by the wind. But there was a surcharge on it that also went to a tree program. So people, the reaction or the acceptance of the wind watts program was not what staff had hoped, because I think people didn't want to pay the surcharge. I mean, your utility bill is high to begin with. You don't want to slap on some extra, and utility fees are, look at the gas prices at the pump. They've been up in the last couple of years. Our cost of gas is up as well, and so and you can't depend 100% on wind because we really don't have the transmission lines in place and the infrastructure needed for it. So we asked to look at it again to see if we can offer the wind watts like we offer regular utility service without that surcharge. And then just like if you still get a telephone bill, you know, there's a little check off if you want a dollar for literacy or something. And we can do that if you want to add a dollar or $2 to the tree program, but make it optional as opposed to mandatory as part of the WinWatts. So where we're going to go from here, I'm not sure, but I think sometime early this spring, staff is going to come back to us with the WinWatts program and a variety of different options on how we can adopt it. Because right now we have 6 commercial customers that subscribe to the program and 506 residential, and that's a lot below the original estimates.
Well, and that's not even 100%. That's a percentage of, right? It could be like 10%
right,
of their power.
I think some of those people do have 100%, but exactly what number, I don't know.
Now, to paraphrase what John Crompton had said when he was on council was he believed that the WinWatts was important as an entree to other energy conservation moves that a city could take. If this WinWatts thing is not working, does that then in some ways endanger some other initiatives for green or energy that the city is going to take on, in your view?
I don't think so. I think, you know, you have to look at each one separately and say, what's the benefits? You know, what are the negatives? Is this something that we believe that our citizens want? You know, no one's going to be converted to WinWatts without, you know, signing up for it. So the fact that the program hasn't been what everybody had hoped it to be was the reason that this council says, let's go back and look at it and see what our other options are and discuss them and have public forum on it.
True. Some of the things that Mayor Nancy Berry of College Station joining us, some of the things that make Bryan and College Station different. Bryan's power is generated from BTU, which is part of the city but separate. There's been some discussion, and Jason Bianski was in last week. We were discussing the automated meters that they are putting in for electricity, and they're also looking at a similar type automated meter for their water as well. Is this anything that the city of College Station have they brought it to you to at least look at? Is College Station headed down that road?
I don't know if we're headed down that road. I know that Dave Coleman, our director of water services, is looking into that. So depending upon what he finds, he'll probably bring that information to the management team and then on to council.
Because, again, there's a capital expenditure, obviously, up front because you got to put in new. But the thing is, I'm thinking that I'll venture to say that there's more transmission line growth in the water in College Station than there is in Bryan. The idea is if you want to bring that up to future standards, you might want to put automated meters or whatever in infrastructure that you're adding now, as opposed to having to go back and retrofit.
Right. I mean, I think that's always the case. Whenever you look at something new, you look at what's the latest technology and what's the cost benefit. And there's some things that may be front-loaded costs, but, you know, at the end of the day, you've saved money. An example is we recently bought some trucks and we bought hybrids. Now, the cost is a little bit more up front, but over the life of the vehicle, we're going to save money on gas. And, of course, we don't know what the gas prices are going to be, but they haven't been going down.
Mm-hmm.
So staff said, you know, well, over the 10-year life of the car or truck, we're going to save money, but up front we're paying a little bit more. So we went with a hybrid. So case by case.
Sure, exactly. What do you got going on?
Well, wanted to tell you we've got, if I can get to the second page.
Okay, you brought your list of things, yeah?
I did. Okay, here we go. Well, you know, Monday is MLK Day.
Yes.
So city offices are closed,
okay,
but sanitation recycle operations will continue. There's going to be a wonderful musical tribute for Martin Luther King at the Lincoln Recreation Center this Saturday. I have been to this in the past and planning on being there this week, and it's just a fun evening, and encourage people to come. It's called Keeping the Dream Alive. It'll be a musical tribute. A number of local churches, choirs participate, and it's a fun evening. That will be at the Lincoln Recreation Center at 1000 Eleanor Street. And then we're having a Learn to Fish event.
Well, so, you put a hook in the water. Put something on the hook and put it in the water, right?
Well, don't you have to have a pole?
Oh, yeah, I guess you better do that.
I mean, some people's arms aren't as long as yours.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And so, but we will be providing equipment and bait.
Fun.
And no fishing license is required if you're under 17. And so go look at our city website, cstx.gov, and the information will be there. And that's going to be, the event is going to be on Saturday from 9 to 12 at Beachy Central Park.
Now, and there is no truth to the rumor that you tie your own flies, right? You don't do that, right? No.
Okay. No.
All right.
If I get a fly, I use a fly swatter. Okay.
Mayor Nancy Berry from College Station, thanks for joining us this morning.
Always a pleasure.
We visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Volt loses spark. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Marcy Norton. For the first time, General Motors is publicly acknowledging doubts about whether the Volt will live up to expectations. The automaker's vice chairman is saying they should know by June whether Chevy's Volt will be successful, and if not, they're likely to scale back production. The company says sales have been limited by demand and the rough economy. The Volt sells for $41,000 before a $7,500 government rebate. Hostess Brands has now officially filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection in New York. The maker of Twinkies and Wonder Bread has been struggling because of high prices for ingredients such as flour and sugar. It just emerged from a previous bankruptcy filing last September. The market gained some ground yesterday, but the futures market is hinting at a negative open today. NASDAQ futures are down about 4.25 points. S&P futures lower by 4 points. I'm Marcy Norton with the Dow Jones Money Report.
They employ much of the world's workforce, contribute a great deal to the global GDP. Look out your window and you'll see a bunch of them, building, collaborating, innovating. Some call them mid-sized businesses, but there's nothing mid about them. They're engines, and we'd like to introduce them to you. IBM and the Good Company Project are proud to present some of the most inspired mid-sized companies and their business partners, helping to build a smarter planet. Get to know these engines by visiting facebook.com/midmarketIBM. Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees, you're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
In every interaction, there's an invisible force we seldom think about that has a huge impact on the outcome. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
The best part of running my small business? Definitely spending hours on payroll.
I like being my own boss, but I love learning about tax codes.
I started this whole restaurant as an excuse to do payroll paperwork.
Ah, the joys of payroll. Hours spent on paperwork that should be spent on your business. That's why over a million small business owners use Intuit Payroll. It makes paying employees and filing tax forms quick and easy. See for yourself with a 30-day free trial of Intuit Payroll. Learn more at payroll.com.
This is the year I eat right.
I quit smoking.
I lose weight.
This is the year, and it starts at Sam's Club. Count on Sam's Club for solutions for your resolutions.
I'll start with a free health screening.
Check cholesterol, blood pressure, glucose, and BMI. January 14th from 11 to 3 in your club.
I got a personal plan to help me quit smoking.
Along with counseling and support from a Sam's Club pharmacist.
And I'm saving big.
On brands like Atkins, Ally,
and Nicoderm.
This year, it starts at
Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Visit samsclub.com/healthyliving to see the tests available at your local club.
We think of people in our lives as having certain set characteristics, yet actually the context in which we see them affects everything.
You know, seeing your surgeon, who's supposedly this world-renowned physician, having trouble reading a map or parallel parking, that's disconcerting to us because we don't think about this person in these other mundane contexts.
Sam Summers, author of the book Situations Matter, says when you understand how context and situation influence behavior, you can use it to your advantage. For example,
in a negotiation, offering first has been found to be a really effective negotiating strategy because you create the context of this conversation that affects everything that follows from it.
And situations affect your behavior too. For instance, when you're part of a crowd, you are much more likely to be apathetic than when you're not.
The idea that, you know, you read about in the news the tourist who's visiting New York and dies in the subway and rides around for hours and no one actually does anything or notices. We rarely stop to reflect on what the situational factors in that environment of the subway car that might lead all of us to be somewhat hesitant to get involved in the affairs of someone else.
Simple, basic human nature can be altered by the situation.
say, the differences between men and women when it comes to aggression, that those are just so surprisingly context-dependent. If you actually put men and women in an environment where they're anonymous and no one actually knows how they're playing the video game, suddenly women become much more aggressive.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
After nearly 34 years on the job, Bryan Fire Chief Mike Donahoe has retired. Friday was his last day. Coming up tomorrow, there's going to be a special recognition of Mike Donahoe, sort of a farewell party for him. But recently, just last week, as a matter of fact, when he announced his retirement, our own news director, Chase Murphy, had a chance to visit with Mike Donahoe about his nearly 34 years with the Bryan Fire Department. We started this yesterday. Hope you were able to hear it. We'll continue it today. Talk about some of the other opportunities that Mike Donahoe looks forward to, including working his other job with Teeks, where he's worked for nearly the entire 34 years, among other things, of course, with the fire school. Here's Mike Donahoe and Chase Murphy.
I've always been in contact with Teeks. I tell everyone I feel like I've had the same two jobs for almost 34 years, and there hasn't been a day where I haven't gotten up and looking forward to coming to work. And, of course, as soon as I determined I was going to do this, you know, my first stop was to go out and visit with some of the folks out at Teeks and let them know what I was doing. And, of course, they told me, you know, this is what we would like to do. You know, we have opportunities. Would you be interested in doing this and doing that? And I told them absolutely, you know, that anything that they had where they thought I could help or be of service, I would definitely be interested in such. So, you know, that relationship for me has been wonderful over the years. I tell everyone I feel I'm extremely blessed to be able to do the things that I've done in my career and have the relationships that I've built within this community. And I know there's a tremendous amount of support there from Teeks and from the city there. So I'm very excited about that.
You're one of the few people who can say, certainly in your line of work, that you made it all the way to the position of fire chief with the same department that you started with. You didn't leave and come back or anything like that. Where do you see the Bryan Fire Department now as you prepare to exit?
You know, I think we're in great shape. I was telling some folks a while ago, you know, I look at it almost like an athletic team where, you know, I feel like I'm still on top of my game. You know, if I stayed another handful of years, 3 years, 5 years, another year, whatever, you know, I would still want to be on top of my game. You know, if I slowed down any, you know, like a baseball player that wasn't hitting or have slowed down and was slow in the outfield or something like that, you know, I would not want to stay, you know, to that point in my career. And I feel like our department's in great shape. The relationships we've built, not only within this city, but within this region and throughout the state of Texas, you know, I think we're one of the most highly respected and regarded emergency services department in the state of Texas. And I'm proud to have been a part of that. I tell everyone, you know, this isn't about me. It's never been about me. We have a wonderful group of people here. We have a wonderful team from the top to the bottom, to the support staff, you know, to the emergency responders, to everyone that works for the city and the fire department. You know, I don't think people understand the type of teamwork that it takes to run a municipality. And I think we're different than a lot of municipalities in the way that we function. And I say that because I'm the president-elect of the Texas Fire Chiefs Association, and I interact with department heads from throughout the state. And the majority of them are always talking about the issues they have at City Hall, working with other department heads and working with council management makeups and such, and how they have such a hard time getting the funding that they need. And, you know, we've been so blessed. We are so respected as well as liked within our community. And I tell everyone, when we go to City Hall, you know, I feel like people like us and they respect us.
Former Bryan Fire Chief Mike Donahoe, and we'll have more with Chase and Mike Donahoe tomorrow. This is Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by Meese & Associates.
WTAW News Time is 8:31, 44 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today with a high in the mid to upper 60s. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Polaris Fun Center on Texas Avenue, just north of Villa Maria in Bryan. They sell fun, not tractors. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. February 1st means a shuffle of administrators in the College Station School District. That follows Tuesday's announcement that A&M Consolidated High School principal Buddy Reed has been named the district's first director of student activities by Superintendent Eddie Colson.
That position, Mr. Reed will coordinate all activities associated with fine arts and athletics. And so as the district expands, this is a piece that certainly we needed to put in place. And so we've asked Mr. Reed to begin doing that, and he will begin those duties very shortly.
When Reed starts his new position February 1st, Consol Associate Principal Gwen Elder becomes interim principal, and Consol's interim athletic director Sue Betts will return to her position as assistant AD. Tuesday also marked the last day to apply for College Station High School's head football coach and athletic coordinator job. Colson says 80 people are seeking that joint position. A new employer, Brazos County, plans to hire 65 people this spring and start production by August. Todd McDaniel with the Research Valley Partnership says Gundler Foods will locate in the Texas Triangle Business Park north of Bryan.
They were focused on a couple of other locations in Texas, and when they came to the realization that those other locations weren't going to be able to provide the speed to market, development readiness, and the rail capacity they needed to be able to do the full-blown project, that's when we basically got the call. We've been doing a little bit of promotion working with the Union Pacific. There's significant interest with Gundler, with Texas A&M, especially agriculture, because of what they do.
Inside a 100,000-square-foot building, McDaniel says Gundler will produce plastic bottles filled with soybean and other edible oils that will be labeled and shipped to Mexico and Central America for Walmart International. You can go to our website, WTAW.com, to read and hear more details about the development approved Tuesday by Bryan City Council and the Brazos County Commission. The U.S. Supreme Court appears to be leaning toward approving the redistricting maps written by the Texas legislature and therefore favoring Republicans.
Attorney General Greg Abbott says justices were concerned that Hispanic rights groups favor a Democrat-leaning alternative that would eliminate seats held by Hispanic Republicans.
What we have now are these Latino groups coming in the name of the Voting Rights Act, trying to remove other Latinos from office simply because they are Republican.
Abbott says some justices are concerned that Texas has to meet Voting Rights Act standards that other states don't have to meet. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
Bryan police are seeing more crashes in three areas of town. Officer John Agnew says that's resulted in more attention by the department's traffic safety unit.
A car is going 40 miles an hour, and he's less than a car length from the car in front of him. He can definitely cite him for following too closely because there is no time for him to perceive the threat before an accident will take place. That's preventative enforcement. That's proactive enforcement. We don't have to do it that often, but in these areas, these are the areas we want to look at that proactive enforcement. So we're trying to educate people now so, you know, they don't end up with a ticket or something like that and don't need to be pulled over.
The additional patrols are on William Joel Bryan Parkway near the post office, Villa Maria near the Tejas Center, and Briarcrest in front of Walmart. A new congressional report is out on the deadliest foodborne illness in more than 25 years.
Congressional investigators looking into that listeria outbreak in cantaloupe that killed at least 30 people and sickened well over 100 others last year say it was likely caused by new processing equipment at a Colorado farm and a lack of chlorine in its washing water. They also found that a private Texas auditing company gave that farm, Jensen Farms in Colorado, a superior rating just before the outbreak, and that the auditors largely ignored government guidance on food safety. Some lawmakers asking the FDA to crack down on these third-party auditors. The FDA has no specific regulations on cantaloupe processing, only guidance. Chris Stanley, Fox News Radio.
WTAW News Time coming up on 8:36, 44 degrees right now. This look at news brought to you by the folks at Polaris Fun Center. More local news coming up today at noon or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Tonight, you'll always remember the 2012 Opus Gala, Cirque de Opus. Saturday, January 28th at the Brazos County Expo. Enjoy French cuisine from Christopher's World Grill and the music of Emerald City. Tickets and sponsorships on sale now. Don't miss your chance to win a Rolex watch or a Marco Bichigo necklace from David Gardner's Jewelers. All proceeds benefit MSC Opus Encore, underwritten in part by American Momentum Bank. It's Cirque de Opus, the 2012 Opus Gala. Details online at opusgala.com.
A pool is more than a place to swim. It's a dream for the entire family to enjoy. As a Hayward-authorized pool builder, the Pool Guy can help you realize your dream with a totally Hayward-equipped custom in-ground swimming pool. The Pool Guy will help you pick the Hayward equipment to maintain your new backyard paradise. The Pool Guy offers weekly maintenance, complete service, and chemicals and supplies. Call 575-6200 for The Pool Guy. That's 575-6200, The Pool Guy.
Hey, Brazos Valley. If you plan on making a resolution to get in shape this year, then check out AeroFit. The kind professional staff will help you get on track to make you the healthiest you can be in 2012. Voted best of the Brazos for 9 years, AeroFit has so much to offer you and your family. In addition to AeroFit's wonderful staff, AeroFit offers you the finest in fitness facilities, such as indoor and outdoor swimming pools, racquetball, tennis, basketball, and indoor track, and volleyball. And now, with the addition of two new 24-hour express centers, AeroFit offers 4 locations to better serve you. You can't find this much exercise excitement anywhere else but AeroFit. Join now for only $19.99 per month. Check out all the fun exercise options AeroFit has to offer you. Call, click, or come by today, or look us up on the web at AeroFitClubs.com and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. We look forward to seeing you soon.
You know you're going to feel great. We're Total Fitness, AeroFit for life.
8:38, let's do some weather. It's brought to you by United Roofing.
High pressure in control, the weather for today. We're going to enjoy lots of sunshine and some relatively mild temperatures. It's going to be 65 to 70 out there this afternoon. Should be partly cloudy across the region tonight, lows near 40. Tomorrow, partly sunny, turning sharply cooler. Highs will be 50 to 55. Partly cloudy and cold tomorrow night, 25 to 30. It'll be mostly cloudy during the day Friday. Highs will be 50 to 55. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
There we go. All right, let's see. Yeah, once again, it's going to be 67 today, which ought to be pretty nice. Former editor of Wired's Gadget Lab, that's Dylan Tweeney. Dylan Tweeney has some nice predictions.
Yeah, sure.
Ought to have some nice predictions for this year's best gadgets. Dylan is now the executive editor of VentureBeat, and he's got a kind of a longish video segment if you want to go watch it, but we'll cut it down here for you and give you the top five gadgets. Top five gadgets. Number one that people are looking for. Number one is Apple TV. You know, Apple's kind of been talking about that a little bit. So Apple TV may be happening, a chance for you to obviously be able to watch things that you've been watching on your computer screen in your TV at home. Number two is Nokia's new phones, the Lumia 800 and the 710. Number three is the Tesla Model S. Tesla Model S. This is an electric car company's family-friendly sedan. Was it the Volt that got, was that this week or last week?
It was this week.
This week. Got recalled. Ever one of them. Number four is the Kindle Fire 2, whenever that arrives from Amazon. And then Lytro, L-Y-T-R-O. This is a Focus Anywhere camera. Top two are interesting. Tweeny makes an interesting case for Apple releasing an actual television that would attempt to integrate your TV watching experience, the second TV, though not in the living room, and then also other interactives with Apple products. His other big prediction is that Microsoft Nokia will tie up and it'll be a success, or they have tied up and it'll be a success. Excuse me. He thinks the Nokia Lumia 800 is going to be a very strong competitor for the iPhone and the best Android phones. So, for all you people out there, you heard it here first. I'm going to sip a beverage. Okay, because I had a tickle in my throat. All right. So did you try this Google thing?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
I haven't done that.
That's fine. Well, you ought to do it here. That makes it safe.
Right.
Because that way they won't.
By the time they get here, Bill will be in here, so they'll just think it was him.
They'll take Bill, they'll spirit him off, and you'll never know. Australian woman woke up earlier this week to find a saltwater crocodile in her living room. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, Tom. I didn't have Tom's microphone turned on. Tom was saying all sorts of witty things.
That's okay.
Yeah. Did you have something to say about...
No, I just, okay. If you were going to turn me up, I was going to head on home.
Yeah. We can't do that.
I was going to give it your choice.
That's right, because here we go. First dialer right now. 695-1620.
Vapor lock.
Tickets for Texas A&M women's basketball tonight against the University of Texas Lady Longhorns.
That'd be it. What 6 o'clock is the tip-off
time. This would be 12 in a row if they win, is that right?
Yes, it would.
695-1620. If you'd like tickets, this would be two tickets?
This would be two tickets.
Two tickets.
In good old section 122.
Till 122.
Row M, seat 13 and 14.
And the mayor is going to be there. I have it on good authority.
There you go.
Because she told me that she was going to be there.
Yeah, there you go.
Who's this?
This is Billy.
Billy who?
Billy West.
Billy West. What do you do, Billy?
I'm a plumber.
Well, good. I don't know him, guys. I don't know him. I'm sure he does a fine job. He's not my personal plumber. But anyway. All right, Billy.
Would you like to be, Billy?
Yeah. So now, does he come here to get the tickets, or are they at Wilco?
No, they're right here in my hand.
All right.
You need to come here to our station.
You don't have to snatch him out of Tom's hand. We'll put him at the front desk for you. But come by. We're at the top floor of Crystal Park Plaza, okay?
Oh, perfect.
Thanks, Billy. All right, see you later. Bye.
There you go.
All right. Good. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, the tickets are gone, but I have a consolation prize.
What?
What? It's not good enough.
Hey,
okay. Better be good.
At least you didn't lie. At least you didn't lie to us and feign excitement.
Oh, good.
The consolation prize would be a WTAW mouse pad calendar.
Oh, okay, that sounds good.
All right, very good.
Wait,
just a minute. Do you need one, Mayor?
I do.
Yeah, no, just about. I'm talking to the mayor. Do you need one? No. So you get one that was meant for the mayor of College Station. So there, and see, it's worth even more. Okay, now.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. I like that.
Now, she'll autograph it, too. Now, I'm just kidding. Okay, now, tell me your name again.
I'm Kay Wilton.
Kay Wilton.
Yes.
What do you do, Kay?
I am retired.
Oh, good for you. Okay, so you can sit all day and use your mouse pad computer. Computer mouse pad calendar. It also is great for opening jars. I mean, it's everything you'd want. So, okay.
Oh, great.
Come by the Crystal Park Plaza.
Was it Wilson or Wilton?
Wilton.
Wilton, W-I-L-T-O-N.
Oh, got it. Okay, thanks so much. See you later. Bye. Okay.
There we go. There.
That's great. I mean, she was ready for the alternate prize.
Yeah, and she feigned excitement.
Yeah.
I mean, we have listeners who are as honest as us. They'd go, yeah.
I'm good. Yeah. I'll call back later.
Yeah. Is that all you got?
Can I just leave you my number and you can call me when you get better prizes?
Yeah. Can you transfer me to candy?
Yeah.
I want to see what the...
Yeah, is that all you got? Yeah. All right. Anyway.
I hear they got some killer prizes on KAGC.
Yeah. If anybody else...
Not even have an inspirational quote on it.
Yeah. If anybody else wants a mouse pad calendar, you can give me a call. 695-1620. Because, I mean, we've only got 11 months left.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Yeah.
It's already free now.
Yeah,
I don't
we're
know
discounting
we
them now.
Yeah.
Right.
Want a calendar?
I was looking for some gift certificates on the border.
Yeah. Where are you now? Well, there's nothing like being specific. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
Oh, good.
Let us know how you do with that.
Yeah. I don't even know how to answer that.
I'd like a free flat screen TV if I could.
Yeah.
Well, but this was in the realm of belief that we might, but no. Uh-huh. I guess I'll alert the sales department there's an interest at some level. However, before the end of the week, an exciting new group of prizes. An exciting new group of prizes. Yes. Yes, I'll let you know about that.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right, when it comes to packing on body fat, how many calories you eat seems to count more than where those calories come from? Lots of protein or very little, doesn't matter. Researchers found that people who ate high-calorie diets all gained about the same amount of fat. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do it slower so we can be ready.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. I was distracted by something.
Sure. A butterfly in the room?
Yeah.
Oh, look, there it goes. Researchers found that people who ate high-calorie diets all gained about the same amount of
fat.
That's right. Wait. How much do we pay for this?
Yeah.
Well, no, what they're saying is those who diet in low protein, see, the idea is if you take in healthy calories, they thought that would not create fat, but what they're basically showing you is, it really doesn't matter. And actually,
calories is calories.
Calories is calories.
Calories.
Yeah, in other words, it's the calories stupid, if you will. The study comes from this place called the Mayo Clinic. In Rochester, Minnesota.
That's right.
He said it really is the calories that count. So
that's right.
Just kind of
like
think
the
about
calories
that.
In mayo. Yeah.
Tom was going just right. Like, oh, well, I'm glad to see the Mayo Clinic has finally fallen in line behind me in my belief in this. But nonetheless, okay. 90-year-old San Clemente, California man.
Yes. But I know where he was coming from with his comment.
Exactly.
The Mayo. The scene in Airplane where they call the Mayo Clinic and it's got all the jars of mayo on the shelves behind it. So.
Thank you, Chase. You
know, that stuff is good, but man, it's just not good for you. You know what I mean?
Mayo?
Yeah, mayonnaise. Yeah, it's really.
Do you remember when they had the infomercial for those the first generation of the hand mixers? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
One of the demonstrations that they would do is they would on the infomercial is they would make mayonnaise right in front of your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So they
They pour like this jar full of oil and add an egg, like one egg. And then they'd stick this thing in there and it's like, and it would whip that stuff right up. But I'm but never in my wildest dreams would I eat that. But boy, you slap a label on it and stick it in Kroger.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'll take two.
That's right. And you know what? They take lard and they put a little, they whip that up and put sugar in it and they stick it between these two dark crackers and for cookies, and pretty much you got an Oreo right there.
There you go.
You know what? It's delicious.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. With the current weather and temperature, Brazos Valley insects are seeking shelter, but you can get rid of them, whether it's roaches, spiders, scorpions, or ants. ABC can create a pest control plan that's simple and environmentally friendly for people and pets. Plus, all of our ABC specialists undergo a comprehensive background screening, so you can rest easy with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
Service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services. 2011 is officially on the books, but what will 2012 bring? Will the housing market or retail industry see changes? What about tourism? And what will A&M's move to the SEC mean for businesses? To find out all these answers, join the BCS Chamber on Wednesday, January 25th for the annual Economic Outlook Conference. Get the latest information on economic trends that could just help out your business. Space is limited, so reserve your tickets today. Call 260-5200 or go to bcschamber.org. That's Wednesday, January 25th from 8 to 2 at the College Station Hilton. Sponsored by Wells Fargo.
It happens every year. We attend numerous holiday parties and enjoy great food, family, and friends, only to find ourselves with unwanted additional weight gain. Hi, I'm Terry Nelson, certified health coach with Take Shape for Life. I've helped countless people lose weight in just a few short weeks, so whether you need to lose 10 pounds or 100 pounds, I can help. Please call me at 492-3559 for your free Take Shape for Life consultation. That's Terry Nelson at 492-3559.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's about 10 minutes till. Hello.
Hello.
What's up?
I'll say if y'all still had one of those mouse pad calendars.
I think we have a mouse pad calendar. Yes, we can put your name on it. Yes. Who are you, sir?
I'm Sam.
Sam who?
Eselman.
Eselman?
Yes.
That's like E-S?
G-I-E-S-S-E-L-M-A-N-N.
Got it. What do you do, Sam?
I'm a fish biologist.
A what biologist?
A fish biologist.
A fish biologist.
Oh.
Cool. So, what do you like? You raise them, or you study them, or what?
Yeah, we manage private lakes around Texas.
Oh, cool. So, what's the taste? You eat fish at your house a lot?
Yeah, pretty much.
No, oh, what's your favorite fish?
Tilapia.
Hey,
oh,
man!
I like that too.
You talk about a basic fish that costs way too much.
Yeah.
You like it fried, baked? What do you do with it?
I'll put it on the grill.
There you go. I hear you. Hey, Sam, you know where we're located?
Yes, sir.
Crystal Park Plaza, fifth floor. Thank you, Sam. Appreciate it, man. There you go. Yeah, tilapia's pretty good, but again, it's gotten pricey. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. Yeah. It's way higher than your basic haddock, you know?
Cod.
Yeah. Cod. Yeah.
Cod.
All right, so.
If it's cheap, it's cod.
Yeah. Right. So we were mentioning earlier this morning how Nudie Poo has been beaten up on Mitt Romney because Mitt likes to fire people. And, you know, Nudie was talking about how he goes in and raids companies and strips all the profits out of there and fires the people and kicks them to the curb and takes that money when he was at Bain Capital and stuck it in his pocket. So how is he going to defend against this? So I get a thing this morning. This may be where we're going. Let's see if this is where Rush goes with it today. Because the thinking here is that Romney could say, well, yes, I invested tens of millions of dollars of private investors' money into a venture, and it didn't work. And 1,000 people lost their jobs, and we bore the loss. If President Obama did it, it was $5 billion of our tax money into Solyndra and Range Fuels and other boondoggles, and guess who paid for that? Us. So that's interesting. We'll see if that works or not. See if Rush is marching to that little drummer today. Ooh, you know who Rahm Emanuel is, right?
Oh, yeah.
Pleasant fella.
Mayor
right?
of Chicago.
Pleasant fella, right.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be chief of staff there at the White House.
Mm-hmm.
He's not there anymore. He's the mayor of Chicago, as you say. And Bill Daley, who used to be the mayor of Chicago, ended up being the chief of staff up until, what is that, yesterday?
Yeah, right.
So they're interviewing Rahm Emanuel yesterday on a radio station in Chicago. And he said, quote, historically, the modern chief of staff job is 18 months. It's a grinding job. It's exciting, but basically every problem before it gets to the Oval Office sits at that desk. So it's the historic norm. I lasted past 18 months, and Bill didn't.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
oh my God. Why not just call him a wuss? Yeah.
In your face?
I have an idea for a prize.
All right, I'm listening.
I want to win a date with this Candy you keep talking about. She sounds like a neat girl.
Yeah, we'll work on that.
Uh-huh.
Guy called me a little while ago, earlier this morning. It's Amanda Peet's birthday today, and earlier this morning we were discussing how Tom's
proclivity to watch movies in which she loses clothing.
Tom's kind of Amanda Peet-centric in his life.
I've seen one.
Yeah.
But how many times?
Oh, yeah. You're going to go there, are you?
Exactly.
Yeah. Anyway.
And was the pause button ever used?
No, sir.
It's on videotape, but the iPad.
Because Judy was in the same room.
That's right. Guy called. He said, y'all talk about Amanda Peet. He said, I call her a telephone pole brunette. I said, really? What does that mean? He said, you're looking at her, you run into telephone
pole. It's always changing, and change is good. Dexter Mortgage will now go by the name Network Funding. I'm Debbie Davis. I have worked with Network Funding for over 2 years, and now it's time to change our public name. No, don't worry. Everything else is still the same. Same great rates, same great customer service. If you need to lower your interest rate, save money every month, or get cash out of the equity in your home, I can help. I still do VA, FHA, conventional, cash out refinances, straight refinances, and reverse mortgages. Great customer service is still top on my list. I work with families on nights and weekends whenever you have time to talk or meet. People are still looking to buy new homes or move up, and I can help you with a step-by-step guide to make the first-time home buying or move-up experience a happy one. Don't let the ever-changing markets worry you. Let me, Debbie Davis, help you with all your mortgage needs. Give me a call today. My number is 979-220-3018. License number 200790.
Are you trapped in your current car loan? Think you're upside down? Owe too much and can't get out? Well, turn your radio up! It's an official auto loan payoff event going on this week only at Sterling Auto Group. Sterling Auto Group will pay off your current lease or auto loan regardless of miles or condition, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth, so you can drive home a new car or truck for possibly less, yes, less than you're paying now. Plus, at Sterling Auto Group, zero down delivers. Brand new 2012 GMC Sierra pickups with zero down, just $289 per month, and only Sterling wants to approve your credit today, even if it's less than perfect. 0% APR for 60 months is also available on select models. It doesn't matter what other car ads say. What matters is what you pay, and you'll pay less at Sterling Auto Group. Yes, less. Sterling Auto Group. We make it easy. 205 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. Call 979-846-5555 or online at sterlingautogroup.net. 72 months at 3% APR plus TT&L and fees with approved credit. Zero APR, $1,667 per thousand finance. Trade balance carried to new loan. All incentives to dealer. Stock number 202.
About 4 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Summer Olympics in London. Going to hurt the theater in the West End, says Andrew Lloyd Webber. Hey, Andy, I ain't worried about you losing a shekel or two, pal, okay? I think you got enough to go around. Told the BBC that the games will take over the city and there won't be too many people headed out to see all the plays and musicals. Of course, he owns seven theaters in London. Excuse me, he owns seven theaters in London.
Wow.
And that's other than the Phantom of the Opera thing. You know, he's pretty sure that most theaters will close down during the 2 weeks of the Olympics. Again, Andy, you can afford to close your theaters for 2 weeks.
That's right. Take a break, Andy.
I have a dumb question.
Okay, sure.
Because you mentioned that he owns theaters.
Yeah.
The theaters in New York City, who owns them?
Because
I've never been to New York City, and so I didn't know if it's just a big corporation.
That's interesting.
Is it Halliburton?
You know what?
George W. Bush?
You know what? I can kind of answer that question because we had a.
Well, after all, that's basically what we do with anything.
We kind of answer and kind of confuse most situations.
Yeah. No, because I had an entertainment story just, I guess, last week that said that one of the plays had broke. Oh, it was the Spider-Man thing had evidently broken the record for all of the all-time record for the seven theaters that were owned by this one company.
Okay.
And I don't remember the name of the company. So I think that there are maybe two or three or four companies that own a group of theaters. Maybe one owns two, one owns five.
So it may not be any different than movie theaters.
Right, right.
That,
right.
Companies
right.
own them.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So there you go.
I was just curious.
There you go. Hey, consumers don't like juiced up claims of natural ingredients, which is why one California woman suing Tropicana's parent company, the Coca-Cola, I believe. No?
That's
no, they're Minute Maid, aren't they? I apologize. Tropicana's parent company over its claim that their orange juice is, quote, 100% pure and natural.
It'd be Pepsi.
Oh, it is. I just saw that.
PepsiCo.
Yep. The plaintiff alleges that Tropicana, a unit of PepsiCo, puts its pure premium juice through extensive processing. It alters the, quote, essential nature, end quote, and renders it, not a good word, renders not a good word, we're talking consumables here, but rendering it not completely natural in exchange for a longer shelf life.
Mm-hmm.
We demand natural products, thus Tropicana is deceiving us through their advertising and packaging. Once again, follow the money. PepsiCo, big company, lots of money. Here we go. All right, on this date in history.
I love this part.
I know you do.
Mm-hmm.
Whiskey a Go-Go, the nightclub in Los Angeles, the first disco in U.S. America, opened up in 1963. Head of the house band was a guy named
Johnny Rivers.
That's right.
There you go.
1964, Luther Terry. Remember Luther?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who Luther is?
No, I don't.
Well, he's dead now, but Luther was the U.S. Surgeon General.
Oh.
He's the one who told us that cigarette smoking was hazardous to our health.
And then walked outside and lit up.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. 1998, a farmer in Croatia told reporters he chatted with four aliens who landed in his field in an iron-shaped spacecraft. Oh, sure they did.
It was shaped like an iron?
Yeah, apparently so. He said the extraterrestrials were very short, and they spoke broken Croatian. Rosetta Stone hadn't been invented yet. Neighbors told reporters that Vranek, this guy was an honest and down-to-earth man, and that so I guess he chatted him up. All right, you got 45 seconds.
There you go. Natalie Wood's death is still listed as an accident. The L.A. County Sheriff's Office says that no new evidence has been uncovered to change that. The L.A. Times reports several weeks of interviews and investigative work have not uncovered any evidence that she may have been murdered.